This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Schlage are the makers of the Encode Smart Wi-Fi Deadbolt. That's right, your front door lock connected to your Wi-Fi. So let's say family shows up at your house and you're not at home. As Leo Dess explains, just send them an e-key.
So notifications is a somewhat underappreciated but overly used, if you would, benefit of a smart lock. Just having the awareness of who's coming on and who is at your door, and it's definitely a great benefit of the product.
And if your Wi-Fi goes down?
So not only is the Wi-Fi down, you can use a key, but there's also a keypad on it. So if you don't have a key, you can get in. So there's multiple ways that you can access the door, depending on what you're looking for, too. If you, say, go for a run and you don't have your phone on you, you can come to the door and use the keypad to get in. And when all fails, if you want, you can use the old key that still works there, yes.
More is at Schlage.com. That's Schlage.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a ton to get to this hour. A little bit later on in the hour, we'll bring you updates on the Democratic presidential race. Pete Buttigieg under severe attack. We begin at this hour with the Washington Post. They finally discovered a way to stop Trump. The answer? Drag queens. They tried the whole, we'll have Hillary Clinton beat him. That didn't go anywhere. They tried the, let's have a bevy of candidates who aren't very good stand up there and rip on Trump. That ain't going anywhere. So now the style section of the Washington Post is very excited about drag queens. You see, large men dressed up in female garb in peculiarly sexualized ways, that's what's going to defeat Trump. Do you understand? The culture will defeat Trump, a culture of drag queens. According to the Washington Post, there's a piece in their style section. It is titled, How Drag Queens Have Snatched the Political Spotlight in the Trump Era. Unfortunate wording. Maura Judkus writing, the murmur spread through the crowd at the Lincoln Theater, but not because the headliner, Sasha Velour, the season 9 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, was about to take the stage. Everyone was looking at the balcony seats on the right, where a ponytailed woman in a navy pantsuit was taking her seat. AOC, someone yelled from below. The audience rose to give Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has been outspoken about her appreciation for drag on Twitter, a standing ovation. 2 days later, in another Washington mashup of work and work, W-E-R-K, drag queen Pissy Miles. And one of the most charming things about drag queen culture is the choice of R-rated names. Clacked down the halls of the Longworth building in shiny red pumps. Miles was there as a journalist and commentator, covering the impeachment for live streaming, crowdsourced to news company Haps, though she quickly became a story herself. It's not often that a drag queen sashays her way through official Washington at 6'8" in heels and a wig, serving looks and political analysis in equal measure. The following week, she was reporting again, this time from the spin room at the Democratic debate in Atlanta. I do have a question about the use of pronouns here. If you're a drag queen, doesn't that by necessity suggest that you are a male? If you're an actual transgender person, then you're not a drag queen, are you? You're just a transgender person. So it's weird to call a drag queen she when you're a he wearing makeup and heels and a wig. Drag and politics, says the Washington Post, have always been intertwined ever since the 1969 uprising at the Stonewall Inn in New York, where drag queens and transgender women, notably the performer Marsha P. Johnson, were among the foremothers of the gay rights movement. And in the lead up to 2020, with drag enjoying more mainstream popularity than ever before, drag queens are becoming a perfect foil to President Trump. You might be losing when you're relying on drag queens named Pissy Miles to oust the president of the United States. So the drag queen is the perfect foil? So not like Adam Schiff. Not Nancy Pelosi. A drag queen who shows up with a camera in pumps to a congressional hearing. Pissy Miles, the illustrious, wise, says, in the queer community, and this is something that a more broad audience might not know, drag queens are kind of looked at as community leaders and mouthpieces. They ride out first with their sword in the air. And a lot of unfortunate language in this piece. The act of dressing in drag has long been a political statement. It's an act of rebellion against societal norms and an art form that elevates the voices of disenfranchised communities. Oh, I just thought that it was guys dressing in drag. I thought that was like what it was. But apparently it is rebellion against societal norms. The most powerful voices among us are people who don the garb of the opposite gender. As drag has attracted a new mainstream audience, one that might see it purely as entertainment, says the Washington Post, there have been efforts to make the connection more overt. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has appeared on Drag Race, and the show has hosted political challenges for the contestants, asking them to participate in a mock presidential debate and a Trump-themed musical. DragCon, a convention for fans of the Emmy-winning show, has hosted panels on the art of resistance and drag in Trump's America. In Los Angeles last April, Maybe a Girl, again, R-rated bizarre names, Maybe a Girl, got it, I get it, it's fun, you get it, defeating Trump with punnery, became possibly the first drag queen to hold public office when she was elected to the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council. Again, I'm so confused by the use of pronouns. Isn't it demeaning to transgender people to take non-transgender people and call them by the opposite gender? How does this work? I guess this person is gender fluid, so wouldn't you actually have to use their preferred pronouns, not she? Washington Post, how dare you? The gender fluid performer, known for her satirical impressions of Melania Trump, Betsy DeVos, and Sarah Sanders, announced her plans to run for California's 28th congressional district, and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group of drag nuns, which isn't humiliating to Catholics in any way. It's not targeting a minority group in the United States for mockery in any way, have been politically active since their founding in 1979. No one commands attention quite like a drag queen. By the way, if you pay attention to drag queens on the street, however, then this is because you're a bigot, even though obviously this is activity begging for attention. It's a matter of channeling that attention into important causes, says Velour. The queer community, especially the drag community, is made up of many people who fall below the poverty line. And many black and brown people, said Velour. I think the popularity of drag and popularity of those kinds of stories and narratives is going to shift people's minds, hopefully. That's right. If you see an impoverished person dressing in the garb of the opposite gender and strutting around town, and you think to yourself, that's a strange life choice if you wish to rise in the world at a Chase Manhattan Bank, then this is because your awareness has not been raised. Pissy Miles had no reporting experience prior to her gig with Haps. She was recruited by one of the company's contributors, who thought she would be an eye-catching addition to their coverage, which targets younger viewers. She didn't realize she'd get so much attention. It's notable that a drag queen was sent to cover an event that wasn't overtly about LGBTQ policy, though one could argue that impeachment is the ultimate case of, I'm sorry, my dear, but you are up for elimination. Oh, you see the... Oh, because it's like RuPaul. Oh... To our audience, she's another person, an unusual person, a theatrical person, said David Newman, Haps' co-founder and chief content officer. He's talking to Miles about covering other news events throughout 2020. Audience members at that event mentioned earlier were doubly starstruck by the juxtaposition between Velour and AOC and even tried to form a selfie line to the balcony until security shut it down. The congresswoman met Velour backstage, filming a short video where they fangirled over each other, said Velour. Dressed in a pink gown, Velour thanked her for facing the kind of online bullying and rabid, surreal hate from some right-wing people. Oh, wow. Drag's ascension into the political conversation, says the Washington Post, has not been without challenges. And wait until you hear these challenges. Again, this is drag queens to stop Trump. You get the sense the media might be getting desperate over this whole Trump thing? We'll get to that in just one second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an insider plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com. DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who've teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. And before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. Alrighty, so the Washington Post continues with this extraordinarily long piece about how drag queens are going to save us all from Trump. According to the Washington Post, drag's ascension into the political conversation has not been without challenges. Drag Queen Story Hour, a national program that encourages queens to read to children in libraries, has sparked protests across the country. Well, yes, maybe because if you have adults who are trying to create gender confusion for small children, and parents who subject their children to that, that's a bad thing. Founders say it teaches children empathy and inclusiveness. Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what it's all about. It is not about the performative need for many of the drag queens who want to read to small children. Fox News anchor Martha McCallum rightly told viewers the program aimed to indoctrinate and unnecessarily expose children to sexuality, which, of course, is exactly true. A meme widely shared in 2017 featured a photo of a woman in hijab sitting on a New York subway next to drag performer Gilda Wabbit, which Twitter user Poll News Network One derisively captioned, "This is the future liberals want." Liberals responded that they did, in fact, want that future and mocked the sentiment by turning it into a meme. A similar thing happened to Velour after she posted her video with AOC on Twitter. Conservative gay political commentator Dave Rubin reposted the video with the caption, "Your Democratic 2024 ticket, ladies, gentlemen, and other." Another Twitter user with the handle BRREC responded, "If she wins in 2024, that pink tall person will be our Supreme Court judge." Velour appropriated the insult, changing her name on Twitter to Pink Tall Person. If these people are so threatened by a little makeup and, like, by theater, talk about people who live their lives defined by fear. They cannot think rationally if they're afraid of this gorgeous lipstick and a little corsetry. Well, a lot of corsetry. Nobody's afraid. We're just pointing out that this is a cultural shift and that the media are cheering it on all the way. But if they really believe that this is going to result in Trump losing the election, they got another thing coming. I don't think most Americans are interested in pissy Miles deciding foreign policy. Not because Pissy Miles is unqualified to discuss foreign policy. I don't know Pissy Miles' international relations background. But because if the left is forcing the notion that gender is completely malleable and that putting on a wig and a dress is the essence of womanhood and you get to use the opposite pronouns if you do so, I don't think most Americans are on board with that. And meanwhile, the radicalism of the left continues apace. Pete Buttigieg, under severe attack today. You knew this was coming, right? That Pete Buttigieg was going to come under severe attack. Now, listen, I've said from the beginning that I thought that Pete Buttigieg is most interesting when he is moderate. Right? That was his original draw. Originally, in this race, I said that Buttigieg was maybe the most interesting Democrat in the race, specifically because he didn't seem like an overt radical jerk. Right? Pete Buttigieg would spend his days talking about how he would eat at Chick-fil-A and he didn't really see the controversy, which was a nice thing in our culturally polarized country. And then Buttigieg, trying to win over the left, swiveled to the left and started talking about how you're a bad Christian if you don't believe that his same-sex marriage is just as non-sinful as your traditional marriage, and suggesting that you're a bad Christian also if you don't believe in abortion on demand, which is a weird take. Well, now Pete Buttigieg has swiveled back to the center, mainly because he's able to contrast himself with Elizabeth Warren, who is wildly to the left. And because of this, he has been gaining in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, where, according to the Real Clear Politics polling data, he's now ahead in Iowa, and he is basically running even in New Hampshire under the polling average. But in the last couple of polls, he's actually been up in New Hampshire. Well, those are heavily, heavily white states. And very few black Democrats live in Iowa and New Hampshire. Very few black Americans live in Iowa and New Hampshire by percentage. And so the rip on Pete Buttigieg has been he's winning in all the white states, but as soon as you get down south, he's going to get clocked because 60% of the Democratic primary base in states like South Carolina is black. And Pete Buttigieg has right now a 0% rating among black voters in places like South Carolina. So the attacks were soon to come, right? Buttigieg has been gaining steam, and Elizabeth Warren has been losing steam. And so you could see these attacks coming from a mile away. Well, the latest attack, which was trending on Twitter, was by a guy named Michael Harriott. Okay, Michael Harriott is a writer for The Root. And he wrote a very long piece talking about how Pete Buttigieg is a terrible person. The title of the piece is "Pete Buttigieg is a lying MF." Right? He's not just a person with very little black support. He is a lying MF. So what makes Pete Buttigieg a lying MF? As it turns out, Pete Buttigieg has suggested in the past that educational disparities between racial groups may not be entirely due to systemic discrimination. I know, super duper controversial. Pete Buttigieg said this back in 2011, but it doesn't matter. It's being brought up again anew. He said a reasonable thing, and now people on the left are losing their bleep over it. Okay, so this piece was trending on Twitter by Michael Harriott, and here is what the piece says. $7,322. I hid it in a white Piggly Wiggly bag in the back of the dishwasher. Every single time I returned to that tiny apartment, I opened up that Navajo white Kenmore dishwasher and made sure it was there. It was not a gift. It was not a reward. It wasn't even mine. And it still wasn't enough. I am from what most people would call the hood, the bad section of town. You know, where black people live, says Michael Harriott. During the crack revolution of the late 80s, to get to school every day, I would give a friendly nod as I walked past the early rising dope boys. I meandered through the projects and, if it had recently rained, I waited for someone to help me put a 10-foot-long wooden plank across a ditch that separated the black part of town from the bucolic neighborhood where the only high school in town was located. If no one was there, or if a prankster had hidden the makeshift bridge, then I had to either leap across or walk the long way around, adding an extra 15 minutes to my morning walk. Our neighborhood had no bus, so either you walked that balance beam between the projects, took a 30-minute stroll, or you said F it. I never said F it. But if I did, it wouldn't have been because of my lack of role models. If I had chosen to keep my mama's lights on instead of making that daily trek, my decision wouldn't have been based on a tropological dearth of motivation or communal ambivalence. As I grow older, I realize that I was not gifted, talented, or even diligent. I'm just a lucky MF-er. Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is a lucky MF-er, too. By the way, in this whole piece, Michael Harriet never explains what separated him from the quote-unquote dope boys, why he went to school and they didn't, for example. What does that have to do with luck? But according to Michael Harriet, it was just a matter of luck that he walked across that plank to a public school. But presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is a lucky MF-er, too. By the way, living in America, you're a lucky MF-er. Some people are luckier than others. I grew up in a two-parent household, which is the greatest privilege you can have in the United States, right? It is the greatest starting point you can have in the United States is to grow up in a solid two-parent family. This is why there's a serious problem in communities that have a rising single motherhood rate. But we'll get to Michael Harriet's actual critique of Pete Buttigieg in just one second. But first, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late and before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. Coming up, more on this concerted attack on Pete Buttigieg from The Root, which is trending on Twitter. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the attack on Pete Buttigieg has come. And that attack is basically he's too white. What makes him too white? Well, he once said that educational disparities are not entirely due to institutional discrimination. Okay, so Michael Harriet says that presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is a lucky MF-er too. He attended one of the best private schools in the country that was quite literally on the campus of one of the best colleges in the country, University of Notre Dame, where his father worked as a professor for 29 years. His mother taught in an even better, more elite school. And if you asked how he got into Harvard or became a Rhodes Scholar, Mayor Pete would probably insist it had nothing to do with whiteness. He would likely tell you he valued education and had great role models, both of which are probably true. There is no question that he is intelligent, hardworking, and well-educated. But he didn't have to jump a ditch. Okay, here is Pete Buttigieg's answer that drove Michael Harriet to call Pete Buttigieg a lying MF-er and caused that phrase to trend on Twitter.
Kids need to see evidence that education is going to work for them. Right, so you see a lot of parts of
town. That's part of the motivation.
Yeah, because you're motivated because you believe that at the end of your educational process there's a reward, there's a stable life, there's a job. And there are a lot of kids, especially the lower income minority neighborhoods, who literally just haven't seen it work. There isn't somebody they know personally who testifies to the value of education. So, yeah.
Okay, and for this, he is termed by Michael Harriet a lying MF-er. Why? Well, says Michael Harriet, this is not a misunderstanding. This is not a misstatement. Pete Buttigieg went to the best educational institutions America has to offer, and he, more than anyone on the GD planet, knows that everything he just say is a bald-faced lie. Well, no, actually, nothing he said was a bald-faced lie. Nothing. So, according to Michael Harriet, what causes the entire racial gap in education? He says, majority-minority schools receive $23 billion less in funding than majority-white schools, according to a recent survey by EdBuild. Okay, well, by the way, that is largely due to lower property tax expenditures in largely minority areas because of endemic poverty. So black students in Indiana, the state where Buttigieg serves as mayor, and across the country, are disciplined more harshly than white students. But even though Buttigieg has never attended a school with more than 10% black students, he thinks he knows what's stopping black kids from achieving their educational dreams. Apparently, it's not the fact that the unemployment rate for black college grads is twice as high as the unemployment rate for white grads. Black college grads are paid 80 cents for every dollar a white person with the same education earns. White people leave college with lower debt and higher earnings. White kids get more resources, more advanced classes, and have access to more technology. But Pete says it could all be solved with a vision board. Mayor Pete's bull bleepery is not just wrong, it is proof. It proves, says Michael Harriet, that men like him are more willing to perpetuate the fantastic narrative of Negro neighborhoods needing more role models and briefcase carriers than make the people in power stare into the sun and see the blinding light of racism.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Lindebaud, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Or now, 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, according to the Democratic Party, if you want to be president of the United States, you must abide by the basic belief that all disparity, all group disparity in performance or outcome is due not to individual choices, but to institutional discrimination. Pete Buttigieg said something different back in 2011, and now he's paying the price. There's only one problem. What he said is kind of true. There is a study that was recently done by researchers at Stanford, Harvard, and the Census Bureau. It was about income inequality and income mobility in the United States. What the study noted, and this is fascinating, is that black women, when you adjust for income gap in the households where they grow up, black and white women raised in similar households do not have an income gap. The income gap does not exist. In fact, according to the study, black women earn slightly more than white women, conditional on parents' income. There's little or no gap in wage rates or hours of work between black and white women. Black women have higher college attendance rates than white men, conditional on parental income. So what happened to the racism? If it's institutional racism, then what you would expect is that black women, despite adjusting for all other factors, would go to college at a lower rate. They would earn less. But that is not true. That is not true. The same study, by the way, found that income gaps between whites and Hispanics were converging. And also Asian Americans actually earn more than whites raised at the same income level. Presumably that isn't discrimination in favor of Asian Americans. The study also discusses one of the reasons why black men who are raised in fairly economically privileged households actually fall into poverty a lot more often. According to the study, black men raised in the top 1% by millionaires were as likely to be incarcerated as white men raised in households earning about $36,000. Is that the fault of white racism? The study itself finds that the relationship between racism in a given area and incarceration rates is not statistically significant. Also, if affirmative action programs in colleges and high schools are defined by race rather than on income, high-income young black men may still end up paying a price in the workplace on the other ends. When you talk about unemployment rate among black college graduates, one of the problems is that affirmative action programs create a negative stigma around black graduates. That stigma may be unfair, but it does exist in the workplace. Hey, also, if you're going to look at underperformance in the educational sense, this study from Harvard and Stanford and Yale, again, what it shows is that social fabric matters a lot, meaning that it's not just about having a dad in the home. It's about how many fathers there are in the neighborhood. So even kids who grew up in a single mother home, if they grew up in a neighborhood where there are lots of fathers around to provide parental figures, then they'd be fine, black kids. But if they're growing up in an area where there are no fathers around, then they don't do fine. And this is really, you know, this does demonstrate, this study, that disparity does not always equal discrimination. And in fact, in the 1980s, black anthropologist John Ogbu theorized that black kids were often penalized socially for acting white, meaning engaging in education. In 2004, Barack Obama said, quote, children can't achieve unless we raise their expectations and turn off the TV sets and eradicate the slander that says that a black youth with a book is acting white. 10 years later, in 2014, he says, there's an element of truth in the accusation that too many black parents denigrate education where, okay, if boys are reading too much, then, well, why are you doing this? Or why are you speaking so properly? Black kids spend significantly less time on homework than any other race of children. Asian kids spend significantly more time on homework. Harvard's Roland Fryer, a black professor, formalized a, quote, particular peer effect, acting white, which potentially contributes to the ongoing puzzle of black underachievement. Statistically speaking, high school graduation rates are massively different between the races. Okay, that is not an effect of quote-unquote systemic racism. That is people who are not going to school. Okay, that is other factors that are driving kids not to go to school other than racism, presumably. Again, these are majority-minority schools in many cases. Black kids across the country have a significantly higher dropout rate Graduation rates nationally, black students graduated at a rate of 69% as of 2011-2012. Hispanics graduated at 73%. Whites graduated at a rate of 86%. By the way, Asian Pacific Islanders nearly always graduate state by state at a higher rate than white kids. Hey, or how about the idea that was pushed forward in this Michael Harriet piece that the big problem here is that in schools, black kids are punished differently than white kids? Well, again, that ignores the question as to whether black kids, not on an individual level, but on a group data level, are on average acting out more than white kids in school. The Justice and Education Departments released an annual report called Indicators of School Crime and Safety as of 2018. Black students self-reported, this is according to Heather McDonald over at City Journal, being in a physical fight at school at over twice the rate of white students in 2015, a data point certainly relevant to the question of racial rates of school discipline. Schools that were 50% minority or more reported weekly gang activity at nearly 10 times the rate of schools where minorities constituted 5 to 20% of the population. Reports of gang violence in schools with less than 5% minority population were too low to be usable statistically. Widespread weekly disorder in classrooms was reported in schools with at least 50% minority populations at more than five times the rate as in schools with 5 to 20% minorities. These facts are rather relevant to judging the likelihood of student misbehavior and resulting discipline. So again, this article that Michael Harriet pushes is based in simple belief that all disparity equals discrimination, and the fact that Buttigieg didn't just bow to that in 2011 means that Buttigieg doesn't take black concerns seriously. But if you take black concerns seriously, then you should actually look to some of the systemic underlying factors that cannot be blamed on quote-unquote institutional racism or just throwing money at the problem. By the way, the same people who are blaming institutional racism and systemic discrimination are the same people who are opposing school vouchers, which would allow a lot of these kids to escape bad public schools and go to better public schools. Many of these same people are anti-development and gentrification, which would allow the tax base to rise in these areas and allow for more spending on local public schools. When it comes to post-secondary graduation rates, there's a major disparity between black and white in post-secondary graduation rates, talking about college students. The six-year graduation rate, this is according to the National Center for Education Statistics, the six-year graduation rate for first-time, full-time undergraduate students who began their pursuit of a bachelor's degree at a four-year degree-granting institution in fall 2010. Okay, again, this is six-year graduation rate at a four-year university. It's 74% for Asian students, 64% for white students, and 40% for black students. Is that due to institutional discrimination? According to the UCNF.org, a recent UCNF found that African-American students were more likely to take remedial college courses than any other student group. 61% of black students who took the ACT in 2015 met none of the four ACT college readiness benchmarks, nearly twice the 31% rate for all students. So, again, the relatively low retention rates of black students across the nation continues apace. Among students enrolled in four-year public institutions as of 2015, 46% of black students completed their degree in 6 years. Black men were down at 40%. So, again, this is to blame all of this on institutional discrimination and suggest that Pete Buttigieg is a racist because he's pointing out it's not all due to institutional discrimination demonstrates how far left the Democratic Party has moved. To even point this thing out makes you unwoke in the Democratic Party. Okay, we'll get to more of the Democratic radicalism and the agenda being embraced in just 1 second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on DailyWire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at DailyWire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. and before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. How far left are the Democrats? I'm now defending Pete Buttigieg. That's how far left the Democrats have gone. Because if you're even remotely reasonable, watching Pete Buttigieg be slammed as a lying MFer for simply suggesting that not all educational disparity is due to institutional discrimination, that should be rather off-putting to you. Meanwhile, the Democrats are moving past safe, legal, and rare, according to the New York Times. The Democratic presidential candidates don't want to simply defend abortion rights. They want to go on offense, because nothing says going on offense like killing babies. The Democratic presidential field, according to Maggie Astor, reporting for the New York Times, has coalesced around an abortion rights agenda more far-reaching than anything past nominees have proposed, according to a New York Times survey of the campaigns. The positions reflect a hugely consequential shift on one of the country's most politically divisive issues. Every single candidate the Times surveyed supports codifying Roe v. Wade in federal law, allowing Medicaid coverage of abortion by repealing the Hyde Amendment. So your taxpayer dollars would pay for somebody else's abortion. It used to be the position of Democrats, including Joe Biden, who repeatedly voted for it, that taxpayer dollars, federal taxpayer dollars, should not be spent on the killing of the unborn. Now every single Democrat wants to change the law so that your taxpayer dollars can be spent on the killing of unborn babies. And every candidate wants to remove funding restrictions for organizations that provide abortion referrals. In other words, they want to restore all of the funding, all of the Title X funding for Planned Parenthood. Almost all of them say they would nominate only judges who support abortion rights. I do find it amusing, by the way, that if Republicans were to say, we will only support a judge who believes that the Constitution does not protect abortion, everybody would say, how dare they with their litmus tests? Judges shouldn't have litmus tests. Democrats are out there, meanwhile, being like, if that judge right there, if I don't know that he's going to be okay with us plunging a scissors into the skull of a nine-month-old baby, well, then, you know, that judge cannot sit. Don't worry, I don't have a litmus test. All I'm saying is skull, scissors, baby head. That's all I'm saying. Very few support restrictions on abortion late in pregnancy. 7 say abortion pills should be available over the counter. 9 want a federal approval process for state abortion laws. So they want the federal government to have to sign off on state abortion laws, which violates principles of federalism. Joe Biden is seeking to recast himself as a full-throated champion of abortion rights. Jacqueline Ayers, VP for Government Relations and Public Policy at Planned Parenthood, says, what you've seen is that it's no longer okay for any candidate just to say they're pro-choice. They're being very specific on how our rights are under attack, how access to abortion is being undermined in this country, and putting forth plans to protect and expand rights. Now, there's only one problem with all of this, which is that the vast majority of Americans want some restrictions on abortion. Very few Americans are for abortion on demand until point of birth. And it is obvious that the Democrats have abandoned the old language, the safe, legal, and rare language, which at least made Democrats appear ambivalent about the moral qualms surrounding the killing of the unborn. Instead, they're like, celebrate, cheer your abortion. According to the New York Times, the most striking change beyond individual policies is how unapologetic candidates' tone on abortion rights has become. Advocates have traditionally said they support the right to choose abortion, not the abortion itself, and Democrats have said it should be safe, legal, and rare. Public debate has commonly centered on procedures after 20 weeks gestation, which account for less than 1.5% of abortions. The discussion has often been on opponents' terms. Now, every candidate says the next president should actively reframe the debate. Their language focuses on health care, bodily autonomy, and even at times the idea of abortion as a positive force, enabling women to control their lives and increase their economic security. Elizabeth Warren said in the last debate that abortion is health care and health care is a human right, and she argued that abortion rights were also economic rights. Pretty much everybody else avoided the language rare. They said it should be safe and legal, but not rare. Asked if they supported restrictions after 24 weeks, which is a six-month-old baby, which is when a healthy fetus can survive outside the womb generally. Every single Democrat said no. Every single Democrat, except for Joe Sisak, who doesn't count, said no. It's absolute absurdity, but this is your new Democratic Party. Drag queens to defeat Trump. Pete Buttigieg is evil for suggesting that educational disparities are not entirely due to institutional discrimination. And also, abortion should be safe and legal all the way to point of birth. This is your Democratic Party. And the candidates are just awful. They're just terrible. We'll be back in a moment. But first, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on DailyWire.com, access to the mailbag, and As an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com. DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who've teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. And before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. I mean, Bernie Sanders is out there basically acknowledging he's going to raise taxes on everybody making more than $29,000 in the United States. At least the dude's honest. Point for honesty to Bernie Sanders, who points out that his plans require taxes to be raised on everybody fairly dramatically.
What we will do is have a 4% tax on income, exempting the first $29,000. All right, good. You're better at arithmetic than I am.
Not a great pitch, but go for it, man. Coming up, colleges are the leading edge for the Democratic new wave. There's only one problem. They're producing idiots. Why? Well, the administration is filled with idiots of its own. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to wavecleanwater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to wavecleanwater.com. That's wavecleanwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the bleeding edge of the Democratic Party is the college campuses. And the good news is that the college campuses are currently churning out people who are utterly unqualified to engage in basic civil debate. The leading bleeding edge of the Democratic Party still exists on college campuses with idiots like Michael Roth, who is the dean of Wesleyan University, has a piece at CNN.com today titled, What the Woke Student and the Welfare Queen Have in Common. They're both myths, don't you see? He's the president of Wesleyan. He says, every age seems to need a bogeyman, some negative image against which good people measure themselves. When I entered college in the mid-1970s, the term welfare queen was being popularized by Ronald Reagan as he campaigned for president and was starting to be taken up by the mass media. It would soon go on to upstage the outworn commie and well-worn dirty hippie as objects of vitriol in the American political imagination. Self-described regular decent Americans had in Welfare Queen a new image against which to define themselves. There had long been accounts of people scamming the government in one way or another, contractors overcharging, politicians on the take, crooked cops, but the trope of the Welfare Queen was nicely constructed to seep into a white American psyche, already anxious in the 1970s and 1980s about race, single mothers, and an urban culture that challenged more than a few mainstream myths. Says Michael Roth, the president of Wesleyan University, today, I am a college president and a teacher at the school known for student activism, and I've noticed a new trope on the scene with rising potential as a national scapegoat. It is the politically correct woke college students. If the sin of the welfare queen were crazy laughing, crafty laziness and promiscuity, the sins of the woke so-called social justice warrior are elitist condescension and a failure to connect with the needs of real people. Well, so far that description seems fairly on to me. Like the welfare queen, the woke student activist is a convenient type, one who unites others in opposition to what they imagine is wrong with the country. Young woke people have aroused the choreographed indignation of leaders as different as Presidents Donald Trump and Barack Obama. By the way, there was an entire piece over the weekend, I believe it was in the New York Times, trying to characterize Barack Obama as a conservative. That's how far left the Democratic Party has moved. Literally called Barack Obama the progenitor of nationalized health care and the creator of Obamacare, the man behind a massive stimulus package, the man behind heavy regulations of virtually every area of American life, a man behind a pusillanimous foreign policy that undercut America's allies in the world. That guy, they call him a conservative. That's how far left the Democrats have moved. Apparently, according to this president over at Wesleyan University, it's very bad. We shouldn't talk about the evils of woke college students. He says, denouncing college students, be they long-haired protesters of the 1960s, the environmentalist tree-huggers of the 1990s, or the pronoun policers today, is bound to please in a number of circles. Like the welfare queens of yore, the stereotype of the woke social justice warrior, only concerned with canceling other people, is a politically useful, if wildly misleading, figure. Nobody wants to fit this description, and in my experience, very few actually do. Well, no, you are just one of the people who's making excuses for them. You allow the students to take over the university anytime you please. He says, sure, there are cases of student protesters who angrily denounce practices that previous generations thought were emblematic of fairness or free expression. Student newspapers at Northwestern and Harvard were criticized within the last month for soliciting a statement from ICE in the case of the Harvard Crimson and for tracking down...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This notion that woke college students are just there to enrich the debate is nonsense. It's nonsense. There's a difference between the good-hearted liberal who wants to have a conversation and the woke social justice left warriors who want to ensure that the conversation is never had. He says these scapegoats are meant to inspire solidarity in a group by providing an object for its hostility, and educators and civic leaders should not play along, says Michael Roth of Wesleyan. Instead of arousing easy antipathy, they should strive to cultivate the robust exchange of ideas across differences. Yes, I am sure that Wesleyan will be hosting all sorts of conservatives to have open conversations about these issues. I look forward to speaking at Wesleyan with the go-ahead of the administration. By the way, this is the same idiot who wrote a piece in the New York Times in August called Don't Dismiss Safe Spaces, talking about how the university's primary obligation is to provide a safe space for students. So at the same time he's pretending that woke students want a debate, he's suggesting that a debate itself undermines their safe spaces. Man, the left is moving left at an extraordinary rate, and they are going to leave the voting public behind. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A powerful storm making its way east from California is causing major disruptions during the year's busiest travel weekend.
The storm has already shut down highways, stranding drivers in California, and prompting authorities in Arizona to plead with travelers to wait out the weather. The storm is expected to track east through the weekend from the plains to the Midwest by Saturday and the Northeast on Sunday, pummeling the country with snow, ice, or flash flooding.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton on this day after Thanksgiving. In London, a man killed two people with a knife near the London Bridge before he was fatally shot by police. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that the police who responded to the attack were brave, as were the witnesses who jumped in to stop the attacker.
Again, my thanks to those members of the public who put themselves in harm's way to protect others. And I think they represent the best of our country, and I thank them on behalf of the rest of our country.
Iraqi officials say four protesters were killed amid ongoing violence in Baghdad and southern Iraq hours after the prime minister announced his intention to resign. More than 1,000 surgical patients are suing a northern Indiana hospital. Here is correspondent John Scott with the story.
That's after being notified that a sterilization failure could have exposed them to deadly infections. The class action suit was filed against Goshen Hospital on behalf of patient Linda Garrick and others who had surgery between April and September. It alleges the patients were potentially exposed to hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV. The hospital recently notified patients that a sterilization technician failed to complete one crucial step in the process of some surgical equipment.
For the first time in more than 35 years, an NFL player has been banned for gambling, the league suspending Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. And over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and in Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand, or even buy the DVD. The front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com. Again, for the Steelers fans, watchsalemmedia.com. And thank you.
German automaker Daimler says it plans to cut thousands of jobs worldwide by the end of 2022.
Officials say they will not be filling some vacant posts and will offer severance packages in Germany to reduce administrative jobs. A statement says Daimler had agreed with its employee council on principles to slim down the company's structure. It adds the two sides will work on implementation details over the coming weeks. Daimler says in addition to the job-cutting drive, there will be offers to employees to reduce weekly working time.
That is.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Score. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Battlefield south of Richmond, Virginia, with a local economic impact estimated at $2.4 billion. George Bonzani reporting.
Well, stocks finished lower in a short day of trading today. The Dow off by 113 points. The Nasdaq today lost 40, and the S&P 500 was off by 13 points today. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to buying a car, many people dread going into a dealership. So Cadillac has introduced a new way to shop called Cadillac Live. It's a one-way video chat with you and a Cadillac Live agent, where you see them, but they don't see you. Cadillac's Haas Hassani explains.
I'm always surprised as a car enthusiast how many customers, and it's increasing every year, don't want to take a test drive before they purchase a vehicle. You know, static interaction is all it takes, you know, and they're fairly well researched. So again, this starts to fill in a few more of those blanks. Well, you know, what is the rear like? Can I put three child seats across or two child seats across and still sit in it comfortably? You want to see an Android Auto demonstration or an Apple CarPlay demonstration? We've got devices. We'll do that. We've got props in the studio, light car seats and hockey bags. It's all being done on the spot.
See Cadillac Live in action on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot coming up for you this hour, a little bit later on in the hour. Bernie Sanders wants to force Major League Baseball to keep open unsuccessful minor league baseball teams that are losing money, because of course he does. I have yet to hear Bernie Sanders' proposal, by the way, on how to rectify the income inequality in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball players, their average salary, about $4 million a year. Minor League Baseball players, if you're like a single A or rookie ball player, is like $1,000 a month. So I'm looking forward very much to his redistributive plan for ending income inequality in baseball. We'll get to that. But we begin at this hour with your update on Impeachment Gate 2019. So Democrats are saying that the impeachment investigation could drop a report as early as next week. According to the AFP, U.S. impeachment investigators said on Monday they could present their report of presidential wrongdoing as early as next week, but do not rule out calling new witnesses in the case against President Trump. The three panels heading the probe have been preparing to file to deliver to the committee that will consider whether to draft articles of impeachment against the president. That file will be sent to the Judiciary Committee soon after Congress returns from the Thanksgiving recess beginning next Tuesday, according to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. He said the evidence of wrongdoing and misconduct by the president that we have gathered to date is clear and hardly in dispute. He says what is left for us now to decide is whether this behavior is compatible with the office of the presidency and whether the constitutional process of impeachment is warranted. Well, I think that we know the answer to this question. Supposedly, according to Schiff, his report conclusively shows that Trump conditioned a White House meeting with Ukraine's new president and critical U.S. military assistance on Ukraine announcing, quote, sham politically motivated investigations that would help President Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Well, that's the part that is unclear, because if it was all about Trump trying to help the 2020 political campaign, why exactly was he focusing in on a theory, a debunked theory about CrowdStrike in Ukraine or on Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election campaign? The White House and State Department have refused to turn over documents seen as crucial to the inquiry. Well, they've actually applied to a court. Or to allow potential witness with firsthand knowledge of the Ukraine pressure campaign to testify, is according to the press. But again, the reality is that's not the way subpoenas work. The way subpoenas work is that you subpoena somebody, and then once you are done subpoenaing that person has the ability to apply to a court for relief. So we will see whether, in fact, the Democrats carry through on the process. They don't seem to have any real interest in doing so is the truth. It seems as though the only thing that they're interested in is grandstanding, which is exactly what you would expect. Meanwhile, a couple of different court rulings come down, one in favor of President Trump, one against President Trump. According to Charlie Savage of the New York Times, former White House counsel Don McGahn must now testify before House impeachment investigators about President Trump's efforts to obstruct the Mueller inquiry. A judge ruled on Monday. Remember the Mueller inquiry when that was a thing and the Trump-Russia stuff, and that was going to be what got Trump out of office, and then it turns out giant dud. Remember that? Yeah, well, Apparently, the House has been trying to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. And a court has now ruled that he must, saying the senior presidential aides must comply with congressional subpoenas, calling the administration's arguments to the contrary fiction. In a 120-page decision by Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson of the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia, Jackson wrote, "Presidents are not kings. They do not have subjects bound by loyalty or blood whose destiny they are entitled to control." Well, I mean, there is such a thing as executive privilege, obviously. The DOJ is going to appeal. That judge was appointed, shock of shocks, by President Barack Obama, of course. In rejecting the Trump administration's sweeping claim that top presidential advisors are absolutely immune from being compelled to talk about official duties, meaning they don't have to show up, the judge said the same is true even for those who worked on national security issues. So presumably that means that even on issues of national security, Congress can now subpoena members of the executive branch, which is very weird. Now, it's a bit of an overbroad statement, because one of the key components when it comes to executive privilege, for example, is just how central the conversation is to the executive branch. So if the president is having a classified discussion with other members of the executive branch to determine what foreign policy should be, that is generally not seen to be applicable in terms of can Congress subpoena those conversations. That would basically put Congress in the driver's seat with regard to presidential duties. Typically, courts have not held that. Now, let's be clear, the boundaries of executive privilege are rather fuzzy. The definition is not supremely clear as to what exactly executive privilege constitutes. And a variety of presidents have utilized executive privilege in the past. That's really what the Don McGahn argument is all about. According to Mark Rozelle, who's author of a couple of books on executive privilege is defined as, quote, the right of the president and high-level executive branch officers to withhold information from Congress, the courts, and ultimately the public when it comes to, one, certain national security needs, and two, protecting the privacy of White House deliberations when it is in the public interest to do so. Executive privilege is generally considered implied power based on separation of powers because, after all, the executive branch wouldn't have any power if Congress could just be in on every deliberation happening at the executive level. Now, typically, the court has restricted the application of executive privilege. When Congress investigated George W. Bush firing eight U.S. attorneys in 2006, the White House counsel alluded to executive privilege, but many people suggested that that was an overbroad reach. So, always been unclear exactly how far this extends. The reason this is relevant is not just for the Mueller investigation, but also with regard to John Bolton, because Bolton has now appealed to the courts to ask whether indeed he can be compelled to testify. Judge Jackson's ruling came on the same day that another federal judge in Washington held out the possibility that more documents about Ukraine could yet see the light of day. He ruled that emails between the White House and Pentagon about freezing military aid should be released under a Freedom of Information Act request. But even as those rulings suggested that more potential evidence for impeachment investigators could become available, House Democrats are accelerating the case rather than waiting, which again demonstrates that there's only two ways of seeing that. One, they think they have the goods. Or two, they know they don't have the goods, and they're just going to push forward anyway. So that is ruling number one. That one cuts against President Trump. Meanwhile, ruling number two, the Supreme Court has blocked a House subpoena directing President Trump's accounting firm to turn over years' worth of financial documents. In a brief order, the court said the subpoena would remain on hold until the president's lawyers file their appeal and the court acts on the case. So that is not a final disposition of the case. The court gave his lawyers until December 5th to file their appeal, a sign that the justices intend to move quickly. The stay would remain in effect for several months as the court agrees to hear the appeal. The House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena in April ordering accounting firm Mazars USA to turn over Trump's financial documents covering 2011 through 2018, all of that on the basis of former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen testifying that Trump inflated his total assets when it served his purposes and deflated his assets to reduce real estate taxes. President Trump says this has nothing to do with your congressional oversight responsibilities. This is you guys literally just making stuff up. Right? You are just going on a deep sea fishing expedition, and I don't have to comply with that just because you say that you are interested in some overarching theory. Lower courts have already rejected attempts to block the subpoena. Chief Justice John Roberts imposed that brief hold to give lawyers of both sides a chance to weigh in. Trump's private lawyers say the House has no authority to subpoena records unless it seeks information for the purpose of writing laws. They say the House is improperly acting as an investigative body in an action that implicates the president. The House says it's not seeking anything covered by official privilege or anything directly from the president at all. They say there's no need for this court to make definitive pronouncements on the scope of Congress's power in a case in which its ruling will be so limited in application and consequence. In other words, just let this one go. But this actually has broader implications, because can Congress just subpoena your tax records from your accountant at any time for no reason? Really, I mean, that's what they're claiming. They're claiming that it has nothing to do with Trump being president, that they're not subpoenaing Trump, it has nothing to do with executive privilege, that they are now subpoenaing documents from his accounting firm for a period before he was president. So why shouldn't they be able to do that to you? Basically, you're granting Congress unlimited power to violate the Fourth Amendment, because the Fourth Amendment says no unreasonable search and seizure. Well, what exactly is unreasonable search and seizure other than an official body for no reason deciding to delve into your documents? So we'll see how the Supreme Court comes down on this. It seems likely that the courts are going to rule that members of the Trump administration do have to testify, although, again, members of the administration can then claim that they are covered by executive privilege, and that will have to be adjudicated by a court in terms of specific questions and answers. Many of them could plead the Fifth. The easy way to testify is always to say you don't recall. That's why there's a lot of that in front of Congress. John Bolton has already threatened to sue if Democrats try to compel him to testify, seeking a court ruling about whether such a subpoena is legally valid. A lawyer for Bolton has previously argued that Bolton's situation is different from Don McGahn's because Bolton is centered on foreign affairs and national security matters, and there's broader privilege in those areas than just Trump talking to his lawyer. And again, McGahn isn't his lawyer. He's the White House lawyer. Bolton has been teasing that he may have further information of value to this investigation. Meanwhile, in a second, we're going to get to Mike Pompeo, who is being summoned by the Democrats as well. They would like to hear from Secretary of State Pompeo. We'll discuss that in just one second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on DailyWire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers, and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at DailyWire.com. DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who've teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. And before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. Okay, so Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, is coming under fire from Democrats. They want to hear from him. They suggest, of course, that he has crucial information that must be provided to Congress. Here's Mike Pompeo answering the question as to whether he will testify.
The president tweeted just a short while ago that he'd encourage you essentially to testify in the impeachment investigation. Is that something you're considering?
When the time is right, all good things happen.
Okay. Meanwhile, as Mike Pompeo suggested, he may testify probably in a Senate trial, you would imagine. John Solomon, who's been one of the leading reporters on the whole Ukraine saga, he suggests that there are a bunch of documents that Trump's State Department could release that would substantially change the public understanding of U.S.-Ukrainian relationships. He writes over at John Solomon Reports that there are 12 tranches of government documents that could benefit the public if Trump ordered them released, and questions that memos might answer. Daily intelligence reports from March through August 29th on Ukraine's new president, Vladimir Zelensky, and his relationships with oligarchs and other key figures, meaning was Trump concerned about corruption in Ukraine. State Department memos detailing conversations between former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and former Ukrainian Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko. Lutsenko says that Yovanovitch raised the names of Ukrainians she did not want to see prosecuted during their first meeting in 2016. She says that's a lie, but State Department officials say the U.S. Embassy in Kiev did pressure Ukrainian prosecutors not to target certain activists. So who are those activists? State Department memos on U.S. funding given to the George Soros-backed group, the Anti-Corruption Action Center. So did the State Department provide funding to the group that Ukrainian prosecutors sought to investigate, and they were seeking to investigate whether the aid was spent properly? The transcript of Joe Biden's phone calls and meetings with Ukraine's president and prime minister from April 2014 to January 2017. We've seen the transcript of Trump and Ukraine. Why not Joe Biden and Ukraine? Already coming up, we'll be joined by Cully Stimson. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former U.S. Navy Judge Advocate General's Officer, to discuss President Trump firing his Navy secretary. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, we've been watching as controversy brews in the Trump administration over the firing of the Navy secretary. The Navy secretary apparently fired because he disagreed with President Trump about military discipline for particular members of the military who had been tried on charges ranging from murder to taking photos with dead bodies, acquitted. I mean, all of it's a mess. Joining us on the line to discuss is Cully Stimson, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former U.S. Navy Judge Advocate, General's Officer. Cully, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Always happy to be with you.
So why don't you explain for people who haven't been following this closely, what exactly is going on with the Navy Secretary? Why is this a controversy?
It's controversial because Eddie Gallagher was a Navy SEAL, distinguished warfighter. He was charged and court-martialed, which is a criminal trial, for murdering an unlawful enemy combatant. A shipmate of his, a former Navy SEAL, testified during the trial after he was given immunity that, in fact, he's the one that killed him by putting his thumb over the trach in his throat during his dying moments. Gallagher was acquitted, but he was convicted by a court-martial of his peers of posing with a corpse. Earlier, before the trial started, but while he was in jail pending trial, Trump called the Navy secretary and said, get him out of the brig. He does not need to be in the brig. So the secretary said, aye, aye, sir, and let him out of the brig. And then fast forward to the last few days, the Navy routinely, after people are acquitted of criminal conduct, think about whether or not they should just fire the person as an employee. So they were going to send Gallagher, the Navy chief who had a Trident pin, which is the coveted gold pin on his chest, before a Trident review board to see whether they should at least strip him of the Trident. And Trump tweeted a few days ago, nope, keep him as Trident, get him back to work. And so what the Navy secretary tried to do in an awkward way was to go to the White House and say, look, okay, you tweeted this. Is it really an order? And if it is, what do you want to do? Well, what Spencer did not do, the Navy secretary, is go to the Secretary of Defense and say, hey, look, I got a problem here. I want to obviously follow orders, but I want to work out and figure out what the president wants. And so when the SecDef found out that the Navy secretary went directly to the White House, the SecDef talked to the president, and the president agreed that the Secretary of the Navy should be fired, and so the SecDef fired him.
Okay, so with all of that said, we're talking with Colley Simpson, senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation and Foundation and former U.S. Navy Jack. With all of that said, there's been a big controversy that seems to be brewing over how much the president should interfere in the military justice system. Now, obviously, he's commander-in-chief, but as a matter of good policy, should the president be interfering on isolated cases like this and sort of inserting himself in the process of military justice? There are a lot of folks on the right who've been suggesting that the military has become too politically correct, too sensitive to outside influence, and thus they've been cracking down too hard on members of the military for mistakes, and the president is correcting that. Well, where do you come down on this?
Now, I'm in the Navy still. I'm a captain, which means I'm old. So I'm a senior officer, but I'm speaking on behalf of the Heritage Foundation as a Heritage Scholar. I think it's rare when presidents weigh in on matters like this, but it does happen. Remember, Obama, for example, commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, and that was very controversial. He was sentenced to 35 years, which he richly deserved, and Obama gave him time served, took away that time. Here, I think it was probably imprudent of the president to do it, because the president's impulsive, as we all know. The president became very involved in this case. The military justice system is a really good system of justice. It's different than the civilian world. It's there to enforce good order and discipline. It's there so our warfighters can win wars in a lawful way. And so here, I think the process should have played out. At the end of the day, if the process played out and the administrative board decided to fire him, the president could have said, no, keep him as a chief. Keep him as Trident and let him retire with honor, and that would have happened. But here, the president inserted himself in the process numerous times along the way, and it put the Secretary of the Navy and the Secretary of Defense in a very awkward situation, and especially the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that senior uniformed person. And so I think it was imprudent. I think it disrupted the normal course of things, and I hope it doesn't happen again.
Well, speaking in your capacity as an expert at the Heritage Foundation, do you think that it is true that the military justice system over the years has become too sensitive and that we ought to be relieving pressure on members of the military because again, the idea is that press critiques have decided coverage? Or do you think that there is a fairly consistent system of justice that's been applied for years and that, you know, sticking to the rules as they've been given is a better idea than sort of adjudicating these things in the public press?
I commend the Congress, frankly, Ben, on finally rewriting and updating the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the Military Commissions Act of 20 – I'm sorry, in the Military Justice Act of 2016. But Congress is to blame just as much as presidents are. Congress has been putting pressure on the military.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics.
That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
That may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, guys, I've got some big news. The media are on it. The big, crucial issue of the day. Conan, remember the special dog that went at, very good dog, went after al-Baghdadi? Remember, went after that the terrorist head of ISIS, chased him down a tunnel, he blew himself up. And Conan was a very, very good dog. Got a little bit wounded, is now all better. Went to the White House, and President Trump treated that dog to a biscuit. They had a good time. Well, the left was very upset over this. Joan Walsh, who's an idiot, over at Twitter.com. Well, but I repeat myself. She tweeted out, "This is terrifying. Trump and Melania exude coldness to Conan, the hero dog. Melania, whose coat is slightly macabre to me, but others may find it lovely." I love that. It's macabre. Others may think it's just glorious. Moves away from Conan multiple times. How dare Melania not jump on that dog and ride him around like a horse? Trump tells you how incredible this particular type of dog is repeatedly, but he clearly can't remember the name of the breed or other details, says Joan Walsh, idiot. He tells us he really wanted the dog to be muzzled, which tells you about his fear. And then she concludes, Conan is a tough cookie, we learn. Still nothing about his breed. Trump repeatedly jokes about sicking the dog on journalists. Also, again, his command of the language rivals maybe a five-year-old. Terrifying! Terrifying! I know, I saw that and I was like, oh man, I'm terrified. I am terrified that the president is standing next to a dog and saying things about that dog. Very, very terrifying. Well, the media then created a false controversy over the sex of the dog. Now listen, I have been reliably told by the media that the only proper way to determine the sex of the dog is by asking it. Because gender identity is everything. The sex is just the sex you've assigned the dog at birth. That is sex assigned at birth, the dog. So the only reliable way to determine the sex of the dog is to ask the dog. So we have to ask Conan to bark once for female and twice for male. But apparently scandal broke out because President Trump suggested that the dog was a male. And and the media then suggested that Conan was not a male, but that the entire United States government had falsified the sex of the dog in order to meet with Trump's approval. According to the Washington Examiner, the gender of the military canine who participated in the raid that resulted in the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has become a controversial topic since it has been labeled as both a male and a female. Conan, who's a Belgian Malinois, no idea how to pronounce that, and a veteran of more than 50 missions, was presented with a service award and certificate by President Trump on Monday in the Rose Garden. Trump, during his speech, referred to Conan as a male dog. However, later that day, the White House then issued a clarification saying that Conan is in fact female, but then they reversed course again. Terry Moran over at ABC News, on top of it, on top of it. He said, yesterday the White House said that Conan was a girl, later said the dog was actually a boy. The change came after Trump and Pence used male pronouns to refer to Conan. You cannot make this bleep up. After being presented with the fact that a Pentagon official just told ABC that Conan is a female, a White House official tells us that the White House is still standing by its story that Conan is male, as Trump said. The official would not go on record. Well, it's time to activate our firefighters in the media. There's a fire and it needs fighting, guys. We need to find out whether Conan was originally gifted with junk. That's what we need to find out, whether this dog had balls. Very, very important stuff from our mainstream. our media, they're so good at their jobs. A source in the White House told the Washington Examiner the dog is male, but a Pentagon official has told ABC News the dog is female. The White House remains steadfast in their stance that Conan is a male dog, even after being confronted with the Pentagon's response. John Roberts at Fox said, "Oh my God, now Conan is a female again, according to some reports. The one photo I have seen of the relevant area definitely looks like the dog has lady parts, but the resolution admittedly isn't great." Oh, so now we have reporters sitting there with like a jeweler's loop trying to search for the genitals of a dog to fact check President Trump on the sex of the dog. Oh, my God. But as we all know, again, gender is completely not related to biology of the dog, so none of it's relevant. You could find the genitals of the dog and still the dog could be a member of the opposite sex, according to the left. Elizabeth McLaughlin said, "Justin, Conan, the hero dog from the al-Baghdadi raid, is in fact a girl." A U.S. defense official tells ABC News, "Yesterday, a White House official told the pool Conan was a girl, but later said the dog was actually a boy, after the president and vice president used male pronouns to refer to Conan." It's just spectacular stuff. So, apparently, according to the Pentagon, per U.S. Special Ops Command, Conan is a male dog. Controversy solved, guys. Crisis averted. Thank you, brave firefighters of the media. Now, they spent more time, by the way, checking whether Conan has balls than they do whether Elizabeth Warren is lying about, like, everything she ever says. Okay, over at the Federalist, they're reporting that Elizabeth Warren has been lying about her son's attendance at private school. A school choice activist named Sarah Carpenter confronted Warren and said, "I read your children went to private schools." And Warren said, "No, my children went to public schools." Well, there's only one problem. According to the New York Post, which apparently can both walk and check the balls of dogs at the same time, the New York Post reported that Warren initially sent her son to a private school in Austin while she was a professor at UT Austin. But Warren also sent her son to Haverford School in Pennsylvania while she was teaching at the University of Pennsylvania. Alex was born in 1976, so he was 15 when he started at Haverford, 17 by the time he finished. Also, his picture is in the school yearbook. Warren's fabricated narrative, according to the Federalist, about sending her children to public school is likely because the truth would conflict with her own education policy. Warren has proposed eliminating private and charter schools by diverting their funding to public schools. Yet she sent her son to a private school and was an adamant supporter of school choice when she wrote her book, The Two-Income Trap. So that is the latest Elizabeth Warren lie. Meanwhile, she continues to lie about this story where she was fired for being visibly pregnant back in the 1970s. Here's Elizabeth Warren telling a story that she herself contradicted several times.
"By the end of the first year, I was visibly pregnant. And the principal did what principals did in those days, wished me luck and hired someone else for the job."
Wow. I mean, what a victim Elizabeth Warren has been. An intersectional victim on the basis of her femaleness. Except for the fact that basically she stole intersectional valor, as David French suggests over at the Dispatch, by pretending she was Native American for years. So Elizabeth Warren continues to be a delight. Meanwhile, she's ripping into Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg's campaign chief pointed out that President Trump is winning. By the polls, he is, by the way. Not in terms of the national polls, but in the states that matter. The swing state polls show that Trump is up in, like, all the swing states against virtually all the Democrats. The only person who seems extremely competitive is Joe Biden. Here is Michael Bloomberg's campaign chief explaining that Trump is actually winning this thing right now because the Democrats are crazy.
"What we're focusing on is defeating Trump, right? And if you look at the polls and people can't focus on this, the general election is in six states. That's it, right? It's in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona. That's the whole general election. And right now, Donald Trump is winning. He is winning that election. It's very tough for people who don't live in New York or California to understand that, but that is what's happening."
Okay, and that happens to be true. That happens to be true. So naturally, the Democrats are running entirely to the left, like off a cliff. So you got Bernie Sanders explicitly suggesting he wants to raise taxes on everybody making more than like 29 grand in the country to pay for all of his crap proposals. Here's Bernie being a crazy person, as per his usual arrangement.
"We will do is have a 4% tax on income, exempting the first $29,000. All right, good. You're better at arithmetic than I am.
Okay, 4% tax on income, exempting the first $29,000, which means taxes above $29,000. So, well done, everybody. Socialism, it doesn't pay for itself. Really, really solid stuff from Bernie Sanders. By the way, Bernie Sanders now wants to nationalize baseball, so that's exciting stuff. Bernie Sanders put out a letter ripping on the MLB for suggesting they might cut minor league baseball clubs. Why? Well, because Major League Baseball runs the minor league baseball clubs, and a lot of those minor league baseball clubs lose money. It's hard to make money as a minor league baseball team. It is. If you're a triple-A team, then you have a shot, but if you're a double-A team or a single-A team, it's difficult, and so MLB has talked about shutting down some of its minor league teams, and Bernie says, no, this is not okay. Now, I do find it amusing that Bernie wants the Major League Baseball clubs to take the hit for the minor league teams, and yet I don't see him militating against the $4 million average salary of Major League Baseball players. I mean, if we're going to talk income inequality, if you're a rookie club member, like you're playing traveling circuit, you're making like $1,000 a month. If you're a Major League Baseball player, you're making $4 million a year. Where is the justice in that? I see radical income inequality. There should not be millionaires playing baseball. Why would there be millionaires playing baseball? So Bernie Sanders coming out against major, I think nationalizing baseball. What could be the downside? What could be the downside of making everything worse? Okay, we'll get to more of Bernie Sanders ripping into baseball in 1 second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an insider plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late and before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. Okay, so Bernie Sanders has now issued a letter to Rob Manfred, who's the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he says this.
Dear Commissioner Manfred, baseball wasn't handed the title America's pastime. It was earned in innings played all over this country, in the biggest ballparks and the smallest sandlots.
I always like to hear Bernie Sanders talking about earnings, since he has earned nothing his entire career and sucked off the teat of the American taxpayer.
He says, some Americans express their love for the game by putting on a glove and swinging a bat. But for the vast majority of us, it is a game we experience by sitting in the bleachers, eating a hot dog, and enjoying a little peace.
Thank you, Bernie Sanders. And then he quotes Field of Dreams.
As James Earl Jones' character in Field of Dreams says, the one constant through all the years has been baseball. Major League Baseball's plan to shut up minor league teams all over the country will do irreparable harm to the game's relationship with millions of Americans.
When do you think that Major League Baseball might know? Like, when do you think the Major League Baseball might actually, like, have an opinion on this matter, since they are the ones who are going to reap the profit or bear the downside risk? But Bernie Sanders knows it's going to hurt baseball if we don't have a minor league rookie club that is unprofitable being run by the Major League teams. So Bernie says that he wants to urge the owners of Major League Baseball franchises not to eliminate any of the 42 minor league baseball clubs that have been put on the chopping block. None of them. Shutting down 25% of minor league baseball teams, says Bernie, would be an absolute disaster for baseball fans, workers, and communities throughout the country. Not only would your extreme proposal destroy thousands of jobs and devastate local economies, it would be terrible for baseball. Over 41 million fans went to see a minor league baseball game last year, over a million more than the previous year. Depriving American families in small and mid-sized towns the only opportunity they have to see a live baseball game with future big league players at a reasonable price is both unwise and unnecessary. It's unwise because you will turn off families and young children across the country to the game of baseball. It's unnecessary because MLB is making record-breaking profits, and the owners of MLB teams have never had it so good. So, why should he run it? He's saying that they know how to run the business, but then he's saying they don't know how to run the business. So, which is it, Bernie? And then he says, while minor league baseball players make as little as $1,100 a month and are denied overtime pay, the 20 wealthiest major league baseball owners have a combined net worth of more than $50 billion. Yes, because they own the teams. Correct. Also, you know who's earning a lot of money? Major League Baseball players. Why do you think minor league baseball players play for $1,000 a month? Some of them are doing it because they just love the game and they don't want to give it up. I know some minor league baseball players. Also, some of them are doing it because they think they have a shot at making the $4 million on the other end. Obviously. He says the average Major League Baseball team is now worth nearly $1.8 billion and made $40 million in profits last year alone, a 38% increase from the previous year. Okay, so first of all, there are a lot of teams that don't actually cut a profit on a yearly basis. They are just cutting an additional valuation. This is true for a large number of teams in Major League Baseball. He says, let's be clear, your proposal to slash the number of minor league teams has nothing to do with what is good for baseball. It has everything to do with greed. Ah, greed. He says instead, he wants to reconsider the antitrust exemption for Major League Baseball. So Major League Baseball was given an antitrust exemption really in a court ruling in like 1920. It was a 1922 Supreme Court case that suggested that the Major League Baseball did not violate federal antitrust laws because it was not a business done over interstate lines, that basically all the games were local, so it was not an interstate business. The definition of interstate commerce, obviously, has changed rather radically since then. If Major League Baseball were to lose its antitrust status, then presumably all of the minor league teams would become free agent teams, and they'd have their own leagues, which, frankly, is fine. I don't think that's a huge deal. But even if that were to happen, that wouldn't solve the conundrum, which is that a lot of minor league teams are not profitable. Beyond that, you have another problem, which is if Bernie Sanders doesn't want baseball teams moving a lot, then you want Major League Baseball to keep its antitrust exemption. The only reason that the Tampa Bay Rays have not moved explicitly from Tampa Bay is specifically because Major League Baseball won't let them do it. Right? Otherwise, owners could just move their teams around. This actually happens in the NFL, where there is no such quote-unquote antitrust exemption. Al Davis sued the NFL to be able to move the Oakland Raiders, for example. So this is not good policy, but of course, Bernie doesn't care about good policy. He cares about demagoguery, and he is good at it. Alrighty, coming up in just a second, Betsy DeVos is now rewriting sexual assault rules to be applied on American college campuses. This is a good move. I will explain why in a moment. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an insider plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com. DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who've teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. And before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. Alrighty, coming up, Betsy DeVos has issued new sexual assault rules for college campuses from the Education Department. This is a very good thing, which is why the left is against it. As per the usual arrangement, you're listening to the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, she's done an excellent job. I know. The left is very angry if I say that. She has done a great job as Secretary of Education. One particular area in which she has done a great job is in ensuring that due process is applied on college campuses to allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault. According to Laura Meckler over at the Washington Post, students accused of sexual assault will win new rights under sweeping rules being finalized by the Trump administration, giving universities clear but controversial guidance on handling those emotionally charged conflicts. The final regulation will maintain contentious elements of a version proposed a year ago, including a provision requiring universities to allow cross-examination of those alleging sexual harassment or assault, according to people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity, which is a very good thing. This is what you want. Obviously, due process requires that the person accused be allowed to question the accusation. In publishing last year's proposed regulation, Education Secretary DeVos said the new rules would restore balance in a system that, in her view, had been skewed in favor of accusers. She said her approach would provide clarity and fairness for victims and those accused of wrongdoing. But, of course, women's rights groups and Democrats say no. We have to simply railroad people without any ability for them to go through a due process. Apparently, the new rules received 124,196 public comments, including a crush of criticism from advocacy groups, survivors of sexual assault, and campus leaders. DeVos has been aiming to publish the final regulation before the year is out. Meetings are scheduled into January on the matter. Not clear when the new rules will take effect, but this is obviously an improvement in the rules. The fact is that Democrats who claim that students should not be able to confront their accusers, I mean, how can you expel a student on the basis of a...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
...nature, which is way too... that is way too broad. That is basically a guy leans in for a kiss, girl says she's not interested. That is unwelcome conduct of a sexual nature. Now you could be ousted from a university, and your school could be sued if it didn't oust you on that basis. This is obviously much more in line with traditional notions of what sexual harassment constitutes. The final regulation allows universities to choose standard of proof. Schools will be allowed to choose between preponderance of the evidence or clear and convincing evidence, and the final version will maintain the controversial requirement that universities allow cross-examination in a live hearing with attorneys or agents of the parties asking the question. The proposal also does provide rape shield protections, such as a bar on questions about an accuser's sexual history, which is fairly common in a lot of courtrooms. So good for Betsy DeVos. The standard was idiotic. It never should have been the standard in the first place. Good for her for clarifying the rules. Due process still matters. Coming up, Pete Buttigieg comes under attack from the Democratic left. Why? Well, because he once said back in 2011 that perhaps educational outcome disparity between groups is not entirely due to racism. Ooh, very bad. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. A knife attack near the London Bridge left two people dead. Bystanders tackled the suspect, who was later killed by police. British media reporting that the attacker was an ex-prisoner with links to Islamic extremist groups. Here is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is a mistake to allow serious and violent criminals to come out of prison early. And it is very important that we get out of that habit and that we enforce the appropriate sentences for dangerous criminals, especially for terrorists.
Meanwhile, there is another stabbing in Europe today. Authorities say three people were wounded in the Hague's main shopping district. No motive has been determined. A construction worker who was injured in last month's Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans has been deported to his home country. Here is correspondent Jackie Quinn with more on the story.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 38-year-old Delma Ramirez Palma has been flown to Honduras. He was arrested 2 days after he fell several stories in the October building collapse that killed three other workers. An immigration attorney says she believes Ramirez Palma was arrested in retaliation for his warning about construction shortcuts before the collapse, telling supervisors the building wasn't level and the concrete floor was sagging, and now he won't be able to testify. But ICE says that's false, and that the worker had recently lost an appeal of a removal order from 2016. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A powerful storm making its way east from California, causing major disruptions during the year's busiest travel weekend. The storm's already shut down highways, stranding drivers in California and prompting authorities in Arizona to plead with travelers to wait out the weather. The storm's expected to track east through the weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Make your home merrier and brighter with Lowe's Black Friday deals on holiday decor and more, like 25% off artificial Christmas trees. Choose from a variety of sizes, tree species, and colors to suit your home and style. You can also pick up a Holiday Living 100-count clear or multicolor mini light set for just $2.29. And while you're shopping, check off your gift list by picking up a Lowe's gift card. For these Black Friday deals and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/4. While supplies last, tree offer excludes special order indoor/outdoor potted and porch trees. U.S. only.
For the first time in more than 35 years, an NFL player has been banned for gambling.
The National Football League is suspending Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw through at least the end of the 2020 season for betting on NFL games on multiple occasions this season. Shaw has not played this year and is on injured reserve. A league investigation found no information that Shaw used inside information or compromised any games. Shaw can petition for reinstatement on February 15, 2021.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get a flu shot. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Texas say a massive chemical plant fire that rocked a Gulf Coast town with two major explosions is finally considered contained after 3 days. Officials also lifted a mandatory evacuation for 50,000 people who were ordered to leave their homes during the Thanksgiving holiday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Schlage are the makers of the Encode Smart Wi-Fi Deadbolt. That's right, your front door lock connected to your Wi-Fi. So let's say family shows up at your house and you're not at home. As Leo Dess explains, just send them an e-key.
So notifications is a somewhat underappreciated but overly used, if you would, benefit of a smart lock. Just having the awareness of who's coming on and who is at your door, and it's definitely a great benefit of the product.
And if you're Wi-Fi goes down.
So not only is the Wi-Fi down, you can use a key, but there's also a keypad on it. So if you don't have a key, you can get in. So there's multiple ways that you can access the door, depending on what you're looking for, too. If you, say, go for a run and you don't have your phone on you, you can come to the door and use the keypad to get in. And when all fails, if you want, you can use the old key that still works there, yes.
More is at Schlage.com. That's S-C-H-L-A-G-E.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot coming up for you this hour. A little bit later on in the hour, the Washington Post has found a way to stop President Trump. Really, it's the drag queens, which is weird since there's an actual video of him, like, pretending to make out with Rudy Giuliani, who is at that point dressed as a woman. But in any case, the drag queens will definitely foil President Trump. Plus, later on in the show, we'll bring Dennis Miller by. He'll stop by to talk all things newsy. In the meantime, breaking news. Apparently, according to the Huffington Post, the left is all fired angry. Why? Because Barack Obama apparently wants to step in and stop the Democrats from nominating Bernie Sanders. According to Politico magazine, the Democratic establishment is counting on Barack Obama to stop Trump and perhaps stave off Bernie as well. But can his cerebral politics still galvanize voters in an age of extremes? I love that the media are now portraying Barack Obama as moderate. The Democratic Party has moved so far to the left that Barack Obama is now moderate. The man who brought you Affordable Care Act. The man who brought you $700 billion worth of spending on garbage. The man who racially polarized the country with remarks like, the Cambridge police acted stupidly, and Jeremiah Wright was my wonderful pastor, and I had a typical white grandmother, and Trayvon Martin could be my son. And that guy was an actual moderate, according to Politico. But that's how far the Democratic Party has now moved. According to Politico, today, almost every Democratic presidential campaign starts with what one close advisor to Barack Obama calls the pilgrimage, the journey to the West End to meet the former president. The West End of Washington, D.C., sandwiched between the better-known districts of Georgetown and DuPont Circle, is known as a neighborhood that people travel through, not to. For elite Democrats, that changed 4 years ago when Obama set up his personal office here. You wouldn't know from outside that one of its bland concrete and glass buildings houses the man whom polls rank as the most popular Democrat in America and who, according to one global survey, is the second most admired man in the world. The first presidential pilgrims started in early 2018, and they continue to trickle through the summer. Not every declared candidate has met with Obama. Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard were notable no-shows, but he let it be known he was available to anyone seeking advice. As a rule of thumb, the closer one is to Obama personally, the less important the West End summit is. Joe Biden was an exception, said an Obama advisor, who had a rolling series of conversations about 2020, the most recent of which was backstage at the funeral for Elijah Cummings in Baltimore on October 25th. Deval Patrick checked in with a phone call before announcing. For others, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Steve Bullock, and more, the meeting was as important as planning their kickoff rally or first campaign ad. Obama's lair is more restoration hardware than Oval Office. Lots of dark wood. His desk and an enormous mirror behind it. Bronze accents, the bookcases, and neutral upholstery in a seating area. Obama is discreet with his guests. He knows how a stray comment could leak and change the course of the race. He has said he usually offers three big points. One, don't run if you don't think you are the best person to be president. Two, make sure you understand the toll a campaign will take on your family. And three, ask yourself, can you win? And then, apparently, he is very anti-Bernie, right? This is the big story that the Huffington Post is latching onto. The Huffington Post is suggesting that, effectively speaking, he is now coming out against Bernie Sanders and trying to put his thumb on the scale against the socialists in the race. Politico's Ryan Lizza apparently is reporting that the former president sees his role in the Democratic primary process as, quote, providing guardrails to make sure that it doesn't get too ugly and to unite the party when the nominee is clear. But there's one exception. Apparently, quote, back when Sanders seemed more like a threat than he does now, Obama said privately that if Bernie were running away with the nomination, Obama would speak up to stop him. Sanders has remained among the front runners since announcing his second presidential bid in February. One advisor told Ryan Lizza he can't confirm that Obama would step in to prevent a Sanders nomination. He hasn't said that directly to me, said the advisor. The only reason I'm hesitating at all is because, yeah, if Bernie were running away with it, I think maybe we'd all have to say something. But I don't think that's likely. It's not happening. Apparently, another Obama friend told Lizza that Bernie's not a Democrat. Publicly, of course, Obama has said he'll support whoever becomes the nominee. But behind closed doors, Obama and his advisors have assessed the various Democratic contenders. For instance, they reportedly said Biden lacks an intimate bond with the electorate, especially in Iowa. And Obama is deeply skeptical about South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg's chances, according to Ryan Lizza. Obama is apparently unenthusiastic about a lot of these candidates, which is not a particular shock. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg is coming under increased scrutiny these days. You knew this was coming. I've been predicting it for weeks, ever since he started vaulting to the top of the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire. The current Real Clear Politics poll average has Buttigieg still running in single digits nationally. He has no support outside of the first couple of states. But he's leading in Iowa by approximately 5 points, 6 points, according to the RCP poll average. And he is doing well in New Hampshire as well. There's the latest couple of polls. There's one from St. Anselm that had Buttigieg up 10 on both Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. There's a new poll from the Boston Globe Suffolk poll. It shows Bernie Sanders at 16, Warren at 14, and Buttigieg at 13, and Biden at 12. So basically a dead heat at the top of the field in New Hampshire. So the knives are out for Pete Buttigieg. And the most typical attack has been that he is not good for black Americans, that black Americans do not like Pete Buttigieg. Now, there are a variety of reasons that have been posited for this, including the fact that he is gay. Whether that is true or not, the fact is that Buttigieg is exceedingly unpopular among black Americans, like even more so than Elizabeth Warren. The newest attack on Pete Buttigieg with regard to his apparent disconnect with the black population comes courtesy of a publication called The Root, where a guy named Michael Harriet has a piece called Pete Buttigieg is a Lying MF-er. A lying MF-er. Why? Well, because somebody uncovered a clip from 2011 where Pete Buttigieg said a reasonable thing about education in America. He suggested that not all educational outcomes are the result of racial discrimination. Here is Pete Buttigieg circa 2011 saying an eminently, entirely reasonable thing and then getting ripped up and down for it.
Need to see evidence that education is going to work for them, right? You so
go.
You see a lot of parts of
that's
town.
That's part of the motivation.
Where, yeah, because you're motivated because you believe that at the end of your educational process there's a reward, there's a stable life, there's a job. And there are a lot of kids, especially the lower income minority neighborhoods, who literally just haven't seen it work. There isn't somebody they know personally,
and I think that's
who testifies to the value of education. So yeah.
How dare he? How dare he suggest that there aren't enough role models in the community, in many black communities? By the way, this is true of a lot of underclass white communities. J.D. Vance talks about this in Hillbilly Elegy. There aren't enough examples of education working, but it's very, very bad. According to Michael Harriet, this makes him a lying MF-er. That comment makes him a lying MF-er. Not kidding you. This is a thing that Michael Harriet wrote, and this trended on Twitter. He said, presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is a lucky MF-er. He attended one of the best private schools in the country. That was quite literally on the campus of one of the best colleges in the country. University of Notre Dame, where his father worked as a professor for 29 years. His mom taught in an even better, more elite school. If you asked how he got into Harvard or became a Rhodes Scholar, Mayor Pete would probably insist that it had nothing to do with whiteness. He'd probably tell you he valued education and had great role models, both of which are probably true. There's no question he is intelligent, hardworking, and well-educated. But he didn't have to jump a ditch, meaning he didn't have obstacles to overcome. So when a clip surfaced of Buttigieg explaining why Negro kids fail at school so often, his answer made perfect sense. And then he quotes what you just heard, Michael Harry. He said, I want to be clear. Pete Buttigieg is a lying MFer. This is not a misunderstanding. This is not a misstatement. Pete Buttigieg went to the best educational institutions America has to offer, and he, more than anyone on the GD planet, knows that everything he just said is a bald-faced lie. A lie. He says, majority minority schools receive $23 billion less in funding than majority white schools, according to a recent study by EdBuild. Black students in Indiana, the state where Buttigieg serves as mayor, and across the country, are disciplined more harshly than white students. But even though Buttigieg has never attended a school with more than 10% black students, he thinks he knows what's stopping black kids from achieving their educational dreams. Apparently, it's not the fact that the unemployment rate for black college grads is twice as high as the unemployment rate for white grads. Black college grads are paid 80 cents for every dollar a white person with the same education earns. This is completely eliding the question, by the way. Right? The question was not, why are wages differential between blacks and whites in the United States? The question was, why are students not graduating at equal rates? Why do they not have equal educational attainment? The question as to wages after graduation is completely irrelevant as to the dropout rate in high school, for example. This writer for The Root says, white people leave college with lower debt and higher earnings. White kids get more resources, more advanced classes, have access to more technology. That's because they're coming from school districts that have higher property tax bases, by the way. But Pete says it could all be solved with a vision board. Mayor Pete's bull bleepery is not just wrong, it is proof. It proves that men like him are more willing to perpetuate the fantastic narrative of Negro neighborhoods needing more role models and briefcase carriers than make the people in power stare into the sun and see the blinding light of racism. Get along moderates would rather make bleep up out of whole cloth than wade into the waters of reality, says this writer. Pete Buttigieg doesn't want to change anything, he just wants to be something. So Pete Buttigieg did not pay proper homage to the idea that educational disparities are entirely the result of the blinding sun of racism, and therefore he is a lying MFer, according to this columnist at The Root. The reason I cite this column? Well, because it turns out that this column trended on Twitter and will be used to smack Pete Buttigieg around. Watch for Buttigieg to apologize in the near future. There's only one problem. Pete Buttigieg is basically correct. I'll explain in just 1 second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers, and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late and before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. There is a major flaw in the Michael Harriet theory that all of this is due to racism. What is the major flaw? Well, it turns out that black women are not affected in the same way as black men are. Okay, there was a study done by researchers at Stanford and Harvard and the Census Bureau, and what they found was that gaps persisted even when black and white boys grew up in families with the same income, similar family structures, similar education levels, even similar levels of accumulated wealth. But the study acknowledges that somehow these gaps do not exist between black and white women raised in similar households. The study says that black women earn slightly more than white women conditional on parent income. There's little or no gap in wage rates or hours of work between black and white women. Black women have higher college attendance rates than white men conditional on parental income. So that should immediately call into question whether race is the deciding factor here. Black women, as it turns out, are black. That same study, by the way, found that income gaps between whites and Hispanics are converging. and that Asian Americans earn more than whites raised at the same income level. So presumably that's not based on pro-Asian discrimination. What exactly did the study find? It found that black men raised in the top 1% by millionaires were as likely to be incarcerated as white men raised in households earning about $36,000. By the way, the study found the relationship between racism in a given area and incarceration rates is not statistically significant. So it's not that they are living in racist areas and therefore they're being arrested more often. Okay, so what exactly is the problem here? Well, there are a bunch of problems that, again, do not go to institutional racism. Okay, those problems include the fact that there are not enough black fathers present in the community, not even in the home. The study admits the fraction of low-income black fathers present is most predictive of smaller intergenerational gaps. Black boys who grew up in areas with high father presence are also significantly less likely to be incarcerated, which could explain part of the association with higher employment rates. So what they find is that it's not even having black fathers in these specific homes. It's the prevalence of fathers broadly. In other words, exactly what Pete Buttigieg is talking about. And employment data post-college does not explain why the dropout rates among black students across America are significantly higher than for other races. Nationwide, black students graduate at a rate of 69%, according to Census Bureau data. Hispanics graduate at 73%. Whites graduate at 86%. On college campuses, there's a similar problem. On college campuses, black students are graduating at an extraordinarily low rate from four-year colleges. Six-year outcomes for black students, well, 45% of students, black students who enrolled at four-year colleges are not enrolled within 6 years. And another 20% are still enrolled after 6 years. Those percentages are wildly skewed. They're wildly outsized compared to, for example, Asian students or white students or even Hispanic students. When it comes to employment within the STEM fields, it turns out that the complaint that black people are not being hired in STEM, well, it turns out a lot of black people who get STEM degrees aren't actually working in STEM. And in areas where they are working in those STEM fields, they're being hired at basically the same rates as other people. So, for example, percentage of young adults aged 25, this is again according to the Education Department, percentage of young adults aged 25 to 34 with a bachelor's degree in a STEM field who are employed in that field, about 9% of black people who got a degree in computer science and math are employed in that field. That's exactly the same percentage as whites, exactly the same percentage. Among medical professionals, about 19% of black people who have a bachelor's degree in STEM were employed in medical professions right now, about the same, a little higher than Hispanics, even a little higher than Asians, actually. So in other words, this idea that all educational disparities are the result of institutional racism, not a lot of evidence to suggest this. As far as the idea that black students are being punished at a rate similar, far exceeding white students, well, that's because, according to the Justice and Education Department, black students self-reported being in a physical fight at school at over twice the rate of white students in 2015. Schools that were 50% minority or more reported weekly gang activity at nearly 10 times the rate of schools where minorities constituted 5 to 20% of the population. So simply looking at every disparity and then blaming that on institutional racism misses the point. But if you mention this inside the Democratic Party, you're toast. And that's what happened to Pete Buttigieg here. He said it, and now he's in serious trouble. Okay, coming up, the Democrats, desperate to beat President Trump, they think they have a strategy. They're going to dress and drag, and then they're going to yell. Apparently, that's the Washington Post suggesting that drag queens fix everything. I'm not kidding. The style section of the Washington Post providing a new strategy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
You know, I'm getting the impression that the Democrats may be desperate. The Washington Post has a piece in its style section about defeating Trump. It is called How Drag Queens Have Snatched the Political Spotlight in the Trump Era. Drag queens. The murmur spread through the crowd at the Lincoln Theater, but not because the headliner, Sasha Velour, the season 9 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, was about to take the stage. Everyone was looking at the balcony seats on the right, where a ponytailed woman in a navy pantsuit was taking her seat. AOC, someone yelled from below. The audience rose to give AOC, who's been outspoken about her appreciation for drag on Twitter, a standing ovation. 2 days later, in another Washington mashup of work and work, like Rihanna, W-E-R-K, drag queen Pissy Miles, what a delight, clacked down the halls of the Longworth building in shiny red pumps. Miles was there as a journalist and commentator, covering the impeachment for live streaming, crowdsourced news company Haps, though she quickly became a story herself. It's not often that a drag queen sashays her way through official Washington at 6 feet 8 inches in heels and a wig, serving looks and political analysis in equal measure. The following week, she was reporting again, this time from the spin room at the Democratic debate in Atlanta. Drag and politics have always been intertwined, says the Washington Post. The act of dressing in drag has long been a political statement. It's an act of rebellion against societal norms, an art form that elevates the voices of disenfranchised communities. And as drag has attracted a new mainstream audience, one that might see it purely as entertainment, there have been efforts to make the connection more overt. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has appeared on Drag Race, and the show has hosted political challenges for the contestants, asking them to participate in a mock presidential debate and a Trump-themed musical. In L.A. last April, Maybe a Girl, yes, the names of the drag queens are very subtle, became possibly the first drag queen to hold public office when she was elected to the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council. San Francisco's Jose Serrera was the first drag queen to run for office way back in 1961. The gender-fluid performer, known for her satirical impressions of Melania, Betsy DeVos, and Sarah Sanders, announced her plans to run for California's 28th congressional district. No one commands attention quite like a drag queen. It's a matter of channeling that attention into important causes, said Velour. If Democrats want to go down this road, all power to you, man. You want to suggest that your way of beating Trump is to trot out drag queens in order to appeal to those middle-of-the-country voters in Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Velour said the queer community, especially...
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is my good friend Dennis Miller, host of the Dennis Miller Option. You can listen and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts on the Westwood One Podcast Network. Dennis, good to talk to you, sir. How are you doing?
Young Ben, were you over in the Holy Land, my friend?
I was, and it was fantastic. And then I came back here, and the Democrats are running for president, so that's been a thing.
Well, that'll drive you to the Wailing Wall.
So why don't we start there? I don't know, Dennis, if you put yourself through the absolute sheer torture of watching that latest Democratic debate. Normally, you watch these things at least hoping for sort of a pile-up in the corner of the Indy 500. And instead, they decided to have a group therapy session where they sort of hugged each other and talked about how much they hated Trump and how woke they were. What did you make of the last Democratic debate?
Well, Ben, I'll just be honest with you. I really am treating myself, but I'm not watching. I could care less. I find them nimrods. I find Elizabeth Warren. I see a headline here that she did send her kid to a private school after assuring a constituent she hadn't. And, you know, when you mix that in with the Native American stuff, I'm getting sick of being the guy who's saying, wait a second, you're talking about a woman who you're saying is authentic and is going to save things and take it back from the power brokers on Wall Street, and she's just a congenital liar. And I can't do the game anymore where I think the Democrats have now officially come down on a policy of I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say about me bounces off me and sticks to you, and I can't watch these morons up there accusing other people of being disingenuous when they've committed all the same things themselves, and they just won't lay claim to any responsibility for them. You know, to me, Biden, you know what Biden is? No, he shouldn't be the president. Biden should be in the NFL concussion protocol tent where they bring somebody off who's been hit, and he has to play Biden in tic-tac-toe in a tent. If he can't beat him, he doesn't get back in the game. That's all Biden is to me.
I mean, at least Biden, I'm not even sure he has the wherewithal to lie anymore, because that would require stringing together several sentences in a row. And so that probably makes him the strongest candidate. Elizabeth Warren, as you say, I mean, she lies about virtually everything. And that was what was so amazing, is that she was brought out as the authenticity candidate. She was an authentic progressive, except it turns out she's lied about the private school stuff. She's probably lied about the whole I was pregnant and so they fired me stuff. The documentation shows that she was unanimously offered another year to teach. She's lied about being the first pregnant and breastfeeding mother in to take the bar in New Jersey. She lied about the Native American ancestry. She lies about everything. Yeah. And you're starting to see her absolutely collapse in the polls. because of it. And so that means that the Democrats are now turning to their next great white hope. And it's always great white hopes, isn't it? It's kind of fascinating. For a party so focused on race, it's always a great white hope. Pete Buttigieg jumping up to the top of the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire. What do you make of Buttigieg's rise?
Well, listen, at least you can watch Buttigieg and not be embarrassed that he can't string something coherent together. Now, to me, it's coherent claptrap. I don't believe a word he says. I think he's a phony. But it's very cathartic to watch a 37-year-old completely in charge of his faculties and able to elaborate on a sentence when you realize that the front runner on that side is a man double his age who, quite frankly, can't walk or chew gum individually anymore, forget simultaneously. So, at least when I watch Buttigieg, I would never vote for him. I think he's creepy in a way. I hate how he denigrates Christians. But at least you can watch him, if you're a Democrat and you're voting that way, and not be completely mortified that you're going to push your vote to one of these other ancient BSers.
Yeah, I have been fascinated to watch as Buttigieg has now come under attack for being too moderate. There's a piece that trended on Twitter calling him a lying MFer for the great sin of suggesting back in 2011 that disparities in educational outcome between blacks and whites in America was not entirely due to institutional racism. It might have something to do with there were not enough fathers in the home in the black community and not enough role models for young black men. This apparently is a disqualifying characteristic inside today's Democratic Party.
You talk about the third rail. I mean, listen, he's going to blow himself out of the water in-house, as Roger Ailes used to say, don't shoot in the tent, or he used something a little more crooked than that. But they're going to do him in the Senate sauna, and it'll be Brutus who puts the long knife in if he keeps talking like that. Nobody on the Democratic side wants to even glimpse the figures that in 1965, when the Great Society was instituted, the single-parent rate in the black community was probably close to anybody else's subgroup, probably around 27%. And now, after 54 years of yield, a good test pattern to study, we see that the single parent rate is now almost inverted, that there's only 23% with both parents in the house and the disenfranchised communities, and they don't want to go near that. And if Buttigieg is going to play that card, believe me, he'll be done, and not by Trump. He'll be done in-house before he ever gets to Trump.
We're speaking with Dennis Miller, host of the Dennis Miller Option. So, Dennis, meanwhile, this puts a lot of pressure on Democrats to impeach, because if they don't stop Trump now, they ain't stopping him later, seems to be the impression. Trump is leading in a lot of the swing states, even if the national polling is not in his favor. He can run that gamut again, as he did in 2016, which means impeachment has been on the top of the Democrats' minds. But it's appearing that this thing is failing them. It looks like the polls are shifting against them. And it looks like Democrats are increasingly recognizing they just don't have the goods on Trump. Where do you think we stand with this whole impeachment thing?
Well, all I'd say is, as often is the case with life, you don't see something happening. Schiff has managed somehow to make these so mundane, so tedious, so boring that there's a good chance they might slip through them. Honest to God, if it was scintillating and they came up empty at the end, I think it would hurt them to some degree. But I think people have already blacked out on this. I think they realize it's crap. I don't know, Schiff's at that weird point where, what did Grace Slick say for the airplane? Either go away or go all the way. They're right at that cusp right now. The only thing is, I think Pelosi is a bad person. I don't think she's the smartest person, but I do think she's savvy in a very limited universe of politics. And I don't know how she has let them push this to this point where, quite frankly, if they go ahead with it, they're kind of screwed. And if they back off it, they're kind of screwed. It's like when the pilot comes on midway between LAX and Honolulu and says they've got engine problems. I don't quite know where they go at this point, except a water landing or something, and that's going to be ugly.
Well, meanwhile, I wanted to ask you about the Colin Kaepernick debacle that's been happening over the last couple of weeks. Ta-Nehisi Coates, who is just the most overrated writer in America at this point. He's sort of a knockoff James Baldwin, who's not nearly as good a writer or a thinker as James Baldwin ever was, and is existing in a very different world than James Baldwin ever did. He had a piece the other day praising Colin Kaepernick, suggesting that Colin Kaepernick had been blackballed by the NFL. This comes on the heels of Colin Kaepernick turning down an NFL workout for teams, holding his own workout, where apparently he wasn't particularly spectacular, and then bitching about it and suggesting that the NFL had banned him and that he was ready to play. Not a single NFL team shows any interest in the guy who was backing up the immortal Blaine Gabbert in San Francisco. And yet somehow he's become a victim for people like Ta-Nehisi Coates. What do you make of the Colin Kaepernick controversy that has engulfed the NFL and refuses to stop? I mean, the sports media keep eating this thing up, even though it's obvious the guy's a charlatan at this point.
I think Kaepernick's exhibiting some acumen here. I think Stephen A. Smith nailed it. Why actually put yourself in the crosshairs of getting hit in a violent leg when you can probably knock out $10 million a year, never pay for another drink or meal, and walk amongst a God who walks amongst men by not playing? And I think he also knocks off a nice dime still from Nike and other things. So I think Kaepernick, quite frankly, as that thing got closer, that workout, the official sanctioned workout, where I think he saw that the play was for him to make it a bit of a kerfuffle. And it's the same sort of thinking that goes on, you know, as I'm watching Elon Musk with that thing. When he pulls that car onto stage, everybody's thinking, wait a second, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the militarization of the police community. That looks just like a vehicle of war. So to soften it, certainly Musk must have known if they heaved the shot put at it and did it in, you know, not even that hard, it was going to shatter that window and therefore turn it into another sort of kitten meme or something. I think there's a savvy way to play all this stuff now. I'm not hip to it because I'm an old guy who's used to the traditional template, but I think Kaepernick moving that got him exactly what he wanted. He doesn't want to play again, but he needs to rejuice the victim thing periodically. And I think Musk has got what he wants. He's got a thing that he can roll out now, and it's got a bit of a flaw in it. You shouldn't interpret it as the Death Star or the vehicle that Sigourney Weaver and Bill Paxton went down to the planet and aliens in. You should just view it as something that's kind of sleek, a latter-day DeLorean, and it's got its flaws. Don't be nervous about it. I think there's a whole level of genius that I'm not seeing, like Bobby Fischer and Reykjavik or something.
Well, in a second, I want to ask you about the student invasion of the Harvard-Yale football game, because our college campuses are getting worse and worse in some ways. Dennis Miller, I'm going to ask you about that in one second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an insider plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers, and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late and before I fire the moron who put this together. That's DW50. All right, Dennis Miller. So I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but a bunch of climate activists descended. Sorry, go ahead.
They should do a sketch on Saturday Night Live called A Bernie Sanders Thanksgiving, where people are talking the traditional Thanksgiving style, and very slightly during it, they leak in Bernie saying, pass the corn, pass the potatoes, and it never comes back your way. It would be a good sketch about socialism. Pass the turkey. And at the end of the sketch, they pull the shot wide, and everything circled around him, and he's passing it out to who he wants to.
I mean, if they actually wanted to have a very socialist Thanksgiving, they could just call it the first Thanksgiving, where everybody was literally starving because they tried to build a commune in Plymouth Rock, and that's literally what happened. I mean, they built a commune in Plymouth Rock, and Governor William Bradford said later that the reason that we were starving is because we tried this, and then we privatized all the property, and we never starved again. So, you know.
There you go. You topped me with a Thanksgiving joke.
Yeah, there it is. A little bit of.
He's trumped me.
There it is. Some Thanksgiving mania for you. So let's talk for a second about this insane situation over the weekend where a bunch of idiot Yale students descend on the Harvard-Yale football game in a field with no lights and decide to sit there for an hour and whine about climate change. Our college campuses seem to be moving the wrong direction. And what were your thoughts on what happened at that Harvard-Yale game?
Well, Ben, not only have they moved in the wrong, it's lost. it's law. I don't see what brings it back, something tectonic or apocalyptic down the road. But listen, when Pete Davidson says, I'm going to wrap up a couple obligations I have between now and the end of the year, and then I'm not going to play colleges anymore, Pete Davidson, you know, they've absolutely lost their mind. I mean, and you know what? Quite frankly, the powers that be are complicit in it. They didn't even call too many men on the field when they had all those people out there. Yet the only people, it's that great book about the forgotten man written by that lady. I forget.
Amity Schles.
That great phrase, about A and B. Amity Schles. Yeah, A and B get together, decide C needs something, and gets Z to pay for it. The football players are Z at this point. The people who go into the gym, who come home from working out, who go into their room and study because they're in Harvard, Yale, who bust their chops, now, quite frankly, are pushed off the main stage at the biggest game of their year by people, quite frankly, who are phoning it in to some degree and sending up a big social justice or climatological flair to make them noble. Quite frankly, the forgotten man has never been more forgotten.
Well, Dennis Miller, his show is the Dennis Miller Option, and you can check that out at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts on the Western One Podcast Network. Dennis, great to talk to you, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right, Ben. Thank you. Happy holidays, my friend.
Hey, you too. Coming up, we're going to be talking about craziness on college campuses. The president of Wesleyan is now defending woke students. This is just a few weeks after he defended safe spaces in the pages of the New York Times. Yeah, the kids are not all right, and neither are the administrators. We'll get to that in a second. First, folks, it's Black Friday, and the team at Daily Wire has put together something pretty special for you. Maybe too special. I'll be honest. I'm pretty angry at whoever came up with this, because there's no way we're making any money off of this, which means I can't buy expensive, nice things and hire more employees, because we're about to run the most aggressive deal we have ever run. So each day, I tell you about all of the great things that come with your membership to Daily Wire. When you're an insider, you get access to our live shows, you get a banner-free experience on dailywire.com, access to the mailbag, and as an Insider Plus, you get the magnificent, glorious, unparalleled Leftist Tears Tumblr. Just the other month, we released our new tier, All Access, where you get the opportunity to interact with the team here at Daily Wire on our new website and app. You can chat with Jeremy and Knowles and Clavin and Walsh and me and our writers and maybe one day our amazing Instagram guy. So here's the deal. Today only, we are bringing that to you for half of what you normally pay for any plan. That's right, 50% off any plan. Just use the promo code DW50 for that special Black Friday deal. Again, that is DW50 for 50% off any one of our plans at dailywire.com, DW50. Join the tens of thousands of people who have teamed up with us making all of this possible. What are you waiting for? Go grab that deal before it's too late. And before I fire the moron who put this together, that's DW50. Already coming up, the president of Wesleyan University is out there defending his idiot students because he is, in fact, an idiot administrator. We will explain. How silly is this man? In just one moment, you're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, our college campuses are indeed falling apart. Another example from Oberlin College in Ohio, which is, of course, a very radical college. Anti-Semitic students over at Oberlin College in Ohio have now erected a memorial commemorating the death of multiple Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists, because nothing says tolerance and diversity quite like lamenting the death of actual terrorists. According to Matzav.com, Oberlin students for a Free Palestine shared in a Facebook post that they had installed a display in commemoration of the 34 Palestinians killed by Israeli rocket fire this week in Wilder Bowl, a central outdoor space on campus where students often congregate. A sign explaining the display stated, "Last week, Israel unleashed violent airstrikes on the Gaza Strip to assassinate Baha Abu al-Atta and his wife on Tuesday, November 12th, in the process killing 34 unarmed Palestinian civilians, including 8 children." They say Oberlin Students for a Free Palestine and Oberlin Jewish Voice for Peace, which is just a front group for pro-terrorist causes, have created this installation to commemorate the lives of these 34 Palestinians who died at the hands of Zionist settler colonialism. Well, that allegation does not accord with casualty tolls shared by international observers and the involved parties. Palestinians, sources said, 34 people were killed in the fighting, 16 of whom were civilians, including several children, but the Israeli military says around 25 of the fatalities were members of terrorist organizations, and shared photos of some of them in Islamic Jihad fatigues. It also announced an investigation into a strike that killed 8 civilians, the brother of an Islamic Jihad operative reportedly among them. The display erected by the students, of course, did not mention Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Also, terrorists frequently hide among civilian populations. Just geniuses, of wonderful, moral people. Meanwhile, at least there are college presidents like Michael Roth, the president of Wesleyan University. He has a piece over at CNN today talking about how we should not stigmatize the woke student. Woke students are really helping America. He says the woke student activist is a convenient type, one who unites others in opposition of what they imagine is wrong with this country. He says just as welfare cheats attracted criticism from Republicans and Democrats alike from the Reagan years through the Clinton administration's welfare reform plans in the 90s, so woke young people have aroused the choreographed indignation of leaders as different as Presidents Donald Trump and Barack Obama. He says that it's easy to denounce college students, be they long-haired protesters of the 60s, the environmentalist tree-huggers of the 90s, or the pronoun policers today. It's bound to please in a number of circles. Nobody wants to fit this description, and in my experience, very few actually do. He says, sure, there are cases of student protesters who angrily denounce practices that previous generations thought were emblematic of fairness or free expression. But that's just starting the conversation. According to this president, conversations about race, the economy, bias, sexual assault, climate change, or the winner-take-all economy all tend to involve strong emotions and challenging complexity. Sometimes people complain they don't want to speak up because they fear being criticized or stigmatized. But they should recognize that fear isn't somebody else's fault. It isn't a sign of the environment's political correctness or hostility toward free expression. Their fear of speaking out is just a sign they need more courage, for it requires courage to stay engaged with difference. Okay, this is what I love, is where he says, well, you know, If you don't want to speak up on college campus because you're afraid of the blowback, that's a you problem, right? Just toughen up. Toughen up, snowflakes. Well, there's only one problem. 2 months ago, the same idiot wrote a piece for the New York Times called Don't Dismiss
Purpose-Driven Banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Infantilizing students by overprotecting them or just treating them as consumers who have to be kept happy at all costs can be easier and more profitable for institutions than allowing students to learn the hard way that the world is a challenging place. On the other hand, the outright dismissal of safe spaces can amount to a harmful disregard for the well-being of students. It can perpetuate environments where the entitled continue to dominate those around them, and students never learn how to build a more equitable, inclusive community. So what's a university to do? First, we should stop stigmatizing the notion of safe spaces. As a college president for almost 20 years, I'm a strong proponent of creating spaces that are safe enough on college campuses. So the same exact guy suggesting that you should toughen up, snowflake, if you're a conservative and you're put upon by college administrators and students? Same guy is saying that we should stand for safe spaces. He says ensuring that students have a safe space when they get there is our basic obligation. It's the least we can do. I can't imagine why people think colleges and universities are radically biased and basically unsustainable. Alrighty, we'll be back here tomorrow with all the latest. So have a wonderful evening, and then we'll catch up tomorrow. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The holiday shopping season now in full swing with another Black Friday behind us.
Shoppers hit the stores and malls looking for and finding Black Friday deals in this shorter than normal holiday shopping season.
We got North Face items, a Michael Kors purse for half price, which is unheard of. Great deals on sportswear. So, super excited.
The National Retail Federation expects sales increases between 3.8 and 4.2% over last year. It sees catalog sales jumping as much as 14%. Adobe Analytics says even with the shorter season, online sales will be up just over 14% this year compared to last. I'm Tim McGuire.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jared Nadler has informed President Trump that he has until December the 6th to let the committee know whether his counsel will participate in upcoming impeachment proceedings.
The letter from the New York Democrat on Friday comes as the House impeachment probe enters a new phase with a hearing next week on whether President Trump's actions might constitute impeachable offenses. The notice follows a Monday letter from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to Democratic lawmakers, saying that the committees leading the impeachment inquiry are putting together a report for the Judiciary Committee that they hope to send after members return from Thanksgiving. Nadler also wrote to ranking Republican Doug Collins of Georgia asking for witnesses he'd like to subpoena. He gave Collins a December 6th deadline to submit the list. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
British police say that the man who stabbed two people to death and wounded three others was a 28-year-old who had served a prison sentence for terrorism offenses. The Metropolitan Police Force says that the suspected attacker lived in the Staffordshire area of central England. He was shot dead by police Friday on London Bridge after the knife attack. California rock climber Brad Gobright reportedly reached the top of a highly challenging rock face in northern Mexico and was rappelling down with a companion when he fell to his death. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Security is tight at the sprawling campus headquarters of payroll technology giant Paycom in Oklahoma City.
Company officials say they ramped up security after a disgruntled ex-worker began frightening employees with threatening messages and social media posts. Off-duty police officers are roaming the complex, bolstering the company's own private security force of armed guards. A basement command center is filled with video screens from hundreds of security cameras. After numerous consultations with experts on workplace violence.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
New York City Mayor entered the race this past Sunday and has already begun spending tens of millions of dollars on television ads. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw has been suspended through at least the 2020 season for betting on NFL games on multiple occasions. This season, it's the first time in more than 35 years that a player has been banned for gambling. According to the NFL League investigation, found that no games were compromised. More on these stories at townhall.com.
America, Michael Pelka here on the Chris Plant Show. Just getting a little weird feedback in my ear there, Michael Piercy. Sorry, it's like I had a delayed broadcast or something crawling around in my head. Happy Black Friday to all of you. If you are a regular listener, longtime listener of the Chris Plant Show, maybe you recognize my name, Mike Opelka, formerly of that Blaze Radio and theblaze.com, but I'm here. Out in the hinterlands. I'm just wondering if you can kill the feed in my ear, Michael. I'm getting a delay in my ear. Okay, nothing I can do about it. Well, we're here on Black Friday, and until we get all the bugs out of the system, I'm going to try and work with one ear tied behind my head. As I said, I'm an old friend of Chris's and a radio broadcaster and a what I like to think is a good conservative boy. So I'll be here today, and we're going to talk about the news of the day, how the president just absolutely spun the mainstream media around several times, four or five times over the holiday weekend, and kicking off today, which, you know, kicks off another long weekend for us. But the president really did a number on the press. It was just beautiful, wasn't it? While Newsweek magazine is reporting that Donald Trump is once again spending a holiday on the golf course, he was not doing that. The president, in fact, snookered them all. They sent a dummy motorcade to the golf course, and the press all reported, including Mark Noller from CBS, put out the word that, hey, the president's playing golf again, and he got all his golf counter out and clicked off another round. Meanwhile, Donald Trump had gone back to Washington, D.C., and they had gone to the air base, the joint air base, in order to get on a plane that would take them to Bagram Airfield. And the windows were down, the lights were off, the flight was basically stealth-like, not a stealth plane, but stealth-like. And the president then delivered Thanksgiving to the troops who were serving there. It was a beautiful thing, an absolute beautiful thing.
But there's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth. You are indeed that.
They are. They are the best and brightest and the bravest.
And we had a good time. I then got down. I sat down. I had a gorgeous piece of turkey. And I was all set to go, and I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures. I never got to my turkey. It's the first time in Thanksgiving that I've never had anything called turkey. But that's okay.
And it is okay. And the president had a lot of smiling faces around him. We also need to dig into what he said about making a deal with the Taliban, because the president made some comments that the Taliban wants to make a deal, and maybe we can make a deal with them. I wonder how that's going to go. The last time we actually indicated that things were cozy with the Taliban, then they did a really awful thing that killed a bunch of people. And Donald Trump said, no, you're not coming to Camp David. You're not getting a visit here to this country. You guys can just cool it. So I think this president's doing a fabulous job. But I do love the fact that the mainstream media was chasing its tails all over the weekend after yesterday when he showed up at Bagram.
We flew 8,331 miles to be here tonight for one simple reason, to tell you in person that this Thanksgiving is a special Thanksgiving. We're doing so well. Our country is the strongest economically it's ever been. We have never done so well. We have the greatest economy anywhere in the world. So it's nice to know that you're fighting for something that is doing well as opposed to something that was not doing well just a number of years ago.
He's 100% correct. And again, it was just a fabulous, fabulous moment of Schadenfreude. And you know how we love Schadenfreude, that wonderful feeling of watching the mainstream media just freaking out because Donald Trump pulled one over on him. Ah, Newsweek. And then the president gave Newsweek a little zinger, saying, are you still in business? I didn't realize you were still in business, but I thought Mark Noller should know better than that. If you want to join the conversation today, by the way, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We're going to try and get to a lot of topics that are in the news today, including Hong Kong. I have cast a line for Gordon Chang, our buddy who knows everything about what's going on in China, especially with the protests in Hong Kong, as the president, before he went over to Bagram, signed the bills that are supporting the protesters. And China originally freaked out. The Chinese recalled called the American ambassador from Hong Kong into the main offices. And you know they're giving them a good tongue lashing, but they're not inflicting any financial damage on us. There are no more tariffs or no more political actions being taken. And I think it's because the president's moves were timed so brilliantly as China's economy is cratering. The Chinese economy is just absolutely being crushed by the economic moves the president is making. And now he's making a human rights move. So I'm real happy to see all that happen. But we're going to talk to Gordon Chang about that. Gordon will give us the update because apparently last night in Hong Kong, thousands and thousands of people gathered to announce the news that America had signed the bills. The president signed the bills supporting the protesters, and they sang the national anthem and waved American flags. It seems like the protesters in China know the words to the national anthem better than the Democratic Party. I'm just saying, is that wrong? Is that a wrong estimate of things? I don't think so. I think it's 100% accurate. But I'm poking fun at them a little bit. I just think that I wish the Democrats would think America first, but they don't. They're more thinking of their party first than anything else, and that's so obvious with Pelosi. I'll play some examples for you. I do want to, before we get too deep in the politics, mention a couple of things that happened yesterday during the big Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Now, we get up and start cooking early in the morning on Thanksgiving, and then we bounce over to the couch and watch a little bit of the Macy's Parade and NBC and CBS, and we go back and forth to see what's going on. And my wife, who's got a pretty good brain, and she worked at NBC for a while as an executive, she said, you know what's wrong with this parade? It's no longer about the marching bands and the balloons. It's about Broadway shows getting 5 minutes of airtime, and they're not even singing. It's all lip-sync stuff. And particularly curious to my wife was the Beetlejuice musical number, which talks about death. And here we are on Thanksgiving, celebrating our togetherness as a family, and there's a happy dance about death on the television. And then there was Al Roker. I don't know if you followed the NBC exploits of Al Roker, but Al Roker had a tough day yesterday. Al Roker may or may not need to be driven around the parade on a motorcycle, but they had a tricked-out rig with kind of a sidecar and a swivel chair. So there's Al Roker in a helmet and his microphone, and he's riding the parade route without walking. And he was right in front of the Jolly Green Giant. It was very weird. And, of course, I'm sure it was product placement. Somebody paid to have NBC with the Jolly Green Giant in the background for a great portion of their coverage. It's all about product placement. But the group in front of the Jolly Green Giant was from the Butter Coalition or something. So you had a bunch of clowns dressed as sticks of butter or as fried eggs, and they were marching in front of the Jolly Green Giant float. And one of the sticks of butter couldn't stop bothering Al Roker. And every time Roker was live, this stick of butter came over and tried to get on camera.
We love it. And here's another egg. Look, there's the Jolly Green Giant. Oh, hey, I hate to butter you up, but you got to move on. Okay, there you go. Oh, get out of here, you butter. Ah, I can't believe it's not butter. Back to you guys.
Roker could not get this guy away from him. The guy kept sticking his mug in front of the camera. It was a giant stick of butter with a clown face. And about 20 minutes later, maybe not even 20 minutes later, Roker's farther down the parade route on his little motorcycle, and he's trying to talk about the Jolly Green Giant again. Again, it's as if they're paying Al Roker and NBC to make sure they mention the Jolly Green Giant. But Al Roker had a little trouble getting rid of the butter, as the butter just kept coming up and getting in his shot. And one of the greatest moments happened when Roker was trying to just highlight the cops along the route, and he ended up shoving the butter out of the way, staring at the camera and saying, and that, in a very sarcastic tone, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why everybody loves clowns. I didn't see any more interactions with Mr. Roker and the butter. I think somebody got hold of the guy. But it's just one of the great moments of the parade, which, again, used to feature high school bands that had to raise money so they can make the trip to New York City to be on the Macy's Day Parade, used to feature the giant balloons, but now it's all about promoting a Broadway show which focuses on death. And I think we even had Celine Dion, but she wasn't anywhere near the parade. They're either in a soundstage somewhere or they're lip-syncing. So what's the point, people? Really? I know I'm making fun of the parades, justifiably so. I'm saying, do you disagree with me? Am I wrong on the parades? I don't mind watching the Tournament of Rose Parade. I think that's the greatest one of all. But this Macy's Day Parade has just become a giant commercial for several companies who want to pay money to NBC or CBS and get their product shown. And it's no more fun to me. Anyway. My name is Mike Opelka. I'll be hanging out with you today from my friend Chris Plant. I have to get into some of the politics of the day, in addition to the president pulling off that brilliant stealth-like move to get over and celebrate with our troops on Thanksgiving. There are some statements being made by some of the Democratic candidates that are just insane. What Bernie Sanders told a crowd of supporters yesterday is a threat to every state that likes workers to choose to be able to work at will and not to be shackled to a union. Bernie Sanders made a declaration about that. Michael Bloomberg has said something that is going to be a big surprise to a lot of people. And Bloomberg is also discovering that when you decide to run for president, as he has done recently, that all of the people in your past who are mad at you are stepping forward. And they're all coming forward. There are a host of people who are raising their hands saying that Mike Bloomberg, before he was mayor or after he was mayor and before he became this candidate, had a culture of sexual misconduct at his company. So welcome to the Me Too movement, Mike Bloomberg. So we're going to have some fun with Bloomberg today. We'll have some fun with Black Friday today. The French are now working on a law that might ban Black Friday in that country. I just don't understand where these people think that the answer to every problem is a new law. It's not. We'll get into that. Again, my name is Mike Opelka, sitting in for my friend Chris Plant. Join the conversation, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert to find the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them when you need them most. When you bundle home and auto, you'll save. Call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Spark Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays.
HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner.
And ink nog. Huh?
I mean, come on, who doesn't think ink and toner during the holidays?
You don't. Okay. Well, Staples is aiming to fix that. Right now, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
Now who's not thinking ink and toner this holiday?
Give your printer the gift of ink and receive 25% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12/7/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
Napa Know How.
Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at Napa. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local Napa store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert to find the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them when you need them most. When you bundle home and auto, you'll save. Call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Minutes after the hour, Michael Pelka with you on the Chris Plant Show, sitting in for my friend Chris Plant. On this Black Friday, I am not participating in Black Friday. I don't for the life of me understand why anyone would go to a mall and deal with that scrum of humanity. And yet I have sisters who plan for it every year. It just goes to show you it is a gorgeous mosaic here in America. If you're one of those people and you want to explain to me why you have to get that doorbuster deal, 888-630-9625, or if you just want to vent on the politics, I prefer to check out the talking points from our Democratic friends among the people who are running for office or who are leading the Democratic Party. They certainly seem to be rather penguin-like whenever they speak in front of cameras. They all seem to have their talking points completely organized, completely memorized, and ready to deliver. For example, the phrase walk and chew gum at the same time. The Democrats seem to love to mention whenever anyone says you're obsessed with impeachment. That's all you're doing is impeach, impeach, impeach. You're not getting anything else done, which they aren't. They're really not doing anything else. Maybe naming a few post offices here and there, but they're not doing anything except impeachment. But they claim they can, in fact, walk and chew gum at the same time.
What he is doing is an assault on the Constitution of the United States. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Walk and chew gum at the same time.
Walk and chew gum at the same time.
We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
They can walk and chew gum.
Walk and chew bubble gum at the same time.
We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I question whether or not they can. I really do. Because they can memorize and repeat. That's parroting. You can do that. That doesn't mean you've learned anything or you're actually doing anything other than memorizing. And when you hear the trigger word, then you respond with that answer. That walk and chew gum thing has gone, that kind of parroting has gone to the mainstream media as well. And I know you guys have heard it. There are myriad clips of the mainstream media going after the president.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to WaveCleanWater.com. That's WaveCleanWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Happy Friday, America. Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant here on the Chris Plant Show. We're talking politics, we're talking news, we might even talk sports now that we're getting into the end of the NFL season towards the playoffs, and my team really doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, but maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that later. If you want to join the conversation, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625, still glowing from the president's trip to Bagram in Afghanistan, the Bagram Air Force Base, and talking to the troops. Just a wonderful thing. And we'll get into more of that just around the corner. Keeping an eye on the story that there were shots fired near the London Bridge in London and mass panic. And I need to get more information on that, but we'll keep an eye on that for you. I have to play for you. I hope I can do this. This little Trump fan that I found, a little 10-year-old kid who deals with angry Trump derangement syndrome victims better than most adults. So I have to get that for you. I did mention France is trying to ban Black Friday sales, because why not? You have to look at something to ban if you're France. The Amazon warehouse there has gotten blocked because people think that overconsumption is the problem, that you shouldn't have control of anything in your world, that it's wrong. It's wrong for you to have that much control over things in your life. And I think the French might like Mike Bloomberg. I'm serious. I think the French people, if Bloomberg doesn't win the Democratic nomination here in America, and I don't think he will, he's going to spend a little bit of money, but let's rest assured that he won't spend a significant chunk of his $50 billion wealth. He's only going to spend kind of what he's got in the couch cushions, which is probably $100 to $200 million of his own money before he figures out those people hate him and they're not going to vote for him. But that is not going to stop him from trying to tell you what to do. I lived in New York City, in Manhattan, blocks away from the Bloomberg Beehive, the place that provided him all these billions. And I heard him loud and clear when he was mayor of New York City. He came in and wanted to ban everything he didn't like. He went after soft drinks. He went after sodas. He went after trans fat. He went after smoking. And, yeah, some of that stuff's not good for you in massive consumption, and smoking's not a good thing. But if smoking's tobacco's a legal product, you're going to allow people to legally sell it. It's absolute insanity to then outlaw the use of it. It's criminal for you to do that, in my mind, as someone who believes in the free economy. But, you know, Bloomberg was all about no smoking anywhere. Anyway, this weekend he's starting to show up a little bit more in public and starting to make some more public statements, letting us know more and more what he thinks and what he would do. And one of the most interesting things that Mike Bloomberg talked about was in front of, what's her name, Dame Lagarde, World Bank lady, you know. She's got a lot to say. And she was talking to Bloomberg, and he was talking about taxes. And one of the most interesting things about Michael Bloomberg, very different than the Bernie Sanderses and the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. Bloomberg wants poor people to be taxed more. He also wants rich people to pay more. But he thinks taxing poor people will make them live longer. Now, are you following that? Making poor people pay more in taxes will make them live longer. Seriously. Listen to him breaks it down for us.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves.
So did you catch that? Higher taxes will have a bigger impact on the people who don't have a lot of money and their behavior, and how they relate to themselves and what they spend their money on. He explains in detail.
So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do.
So follow him on this. Michael Bloomberg believes, and he believes this deep in his cold little heart, that the best way for people to live longer is for the government to control their lives. And you control their lives by taxing them into the behavior that you want them to take. I'm not kidding. This guy's actually out there pushing that. He's actually out there saying, we want to tax you more. Now, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are finally admitting that they're going to have to tax you more for their Medicare for All scam, because we can't get it with Warren's 2-cent tax, which is totally bogus anyway, because it's not 2 cents. It's a wealth confiscation tax that goes into effect every year, not just one time. It's not based on what you earn this year. It's based on how much you have right now. They're going to come in and just cut a little bit off the top, you know, take a slice, as it were. But Bloomberg is going in and making sure that the taxation leads to behavior modification, something we haven't seen in quite a long time in this country, something really frightening, something downright Chinese about it, Chinese communists about it. He explains further.
There's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things.
So Bloomberg is one of these people who believes that government, especially taxes, are God. That government and taxes are God, and individual liberties mean nothing to you when you have a government that knows better than you, because they do believe they know better than you. Bloomberg, every single progressive believes they know better than you. They certainly believe they know better than me, because I'm one of those people who believes in complete free speech, especially speech I disagree with. I want to hear how awful you are. I don't want you to hide it. So these progressives, Bloomberg, Warren, Sanders, and the rest of them too, they're all believers in that government should control every single aspect of your life, even down to how many sodas you drink, because you're incapable of handling your own life. What does that sound like? What major government does that sound like today? Well, every communist and socialist government on the planet, but pretty much the Chinese government right now. And we're finally seeing some pushback against China, and it's coming out of Hong Kong, which before this year had been quietly marching back to communism without realizing how close they were to being taken over, and they've jumped a little bit ahead to prevent it. Just around the corner, we're going to talk to Gordon Chang about that very problem. Gordon is an expert on China, and he knows what's going on in Hong Kong, a place where they sing our national anthem louder than we do at most sporting events. We'll talk to Gordon Chang next on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Napa Know How. Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at Napa. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local Napa store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy, with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And now, for a limited time, get 40% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holidaycards or store for details.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm doing the show standing up today because I consumed entirely too much food yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. Mike Opelka is my name, in for my friend Chris Plant. Chris has got the day off, a well-deserved day off. And I hope your Thanksgiving was as great as ours was. Uneventful. We had all of the paperwork printed out from Planned Parenthood to help us deal with all those bad people who are, pro-life, who like babies. What, are you kidding me? I'll get into that later. That's a topic for another break. But, yeah, that actually happened. Planned Parenthood did that. Now, our Thanksgiving was great. I hope yours was great. If you want to deal with any of the Black Friday madness, you're welcome to weigh in. I'm not a fan. They spell Maul, M-A-U-L, in my head, so I'm not going to be there. The number, 888-630-9625. Yesterday, something big happening in Hong Kong. They were singing the national anthem, and I love the way they sing it because it has so much power and meaning. Just listen to what was recorded on the streets of Hong Kong as hundreds of American flags were waving in the crowd. It's just beautiful to watch. I get a tear in my eye when I see that. And the display of support for this country because we did something very simple, and that was express sympathy and support for the protesters in Hong Kong. It's phenomenal to me. And in order to get a real good handle on it, I reached out to a friend of mine. He's been on the show before. He's the voice I follow on Twitter when I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on in Hong Kong. His name is Gordon Chang. You've seen him everywhere. He's all over the media. But he's the guy who I think understands it very well. Gordon, happy Thanksgiving to you and your wife, and welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mike. And, yes, I overate as well, and I'm standing because for the same reason you are.
I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm glad I'm not the only one. It's good. We'll work it off quickly enough. There's a little power in the brain, and there's a little more power in the standing and walking around. So, Gordon, am I the only one who gets emotional when I see the crowds in Hong Kong singing our national anthem?
No, of course not. And the people in Hong Kong are certainly emotional. I mean, they were flying American flags. They were singing the anthem. They were actually carrying pictures of President Trump's face on Rocky Balboa's chiseled body. There's a big poster which shows that. And clearly, if the election were held in Hong Kong today, Trump would be the get a second term.
Yeah, I saw the people carrying the picture, the picture that caused so many on the left to lose their mud on Wednesday. I can't believe a doctored image. Well, if you'd watched the rally, you would have known what it was about and all that stuff. So, Gordon, as I'm reading this morning, I understand that the Chinese government went in and swept through that university building, and there's nobody holed up in there anymore. Where are the protests situated now, or are they going to pull back a little bit?
Yeah, you're speaking about the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, which
yes.
was the scene of a big standoff, and where about 1,100 protesters were taken into custody. Right now, the protests are in the middle of the financial district in Hong Kong. It's called Central. And lunchtime, and this has been going on for several weeks now, protesters who are just office workers will come out and mill in the streets. And it's really inspiring to see because it shows that protesters come in all varieties, not just the young kids clad in black, who we see, of course, on the images, but also just ordinary Hong Kong residents, the mass of people. It shows the revulsion towards what China is doing in Hong Kong society.
And this all started a few months ago, a short few months ago, and it was over a law that was proposed that would have allowed Beijing to extradite people, and we believe those people would kind of disappear into the Chinese prison system, people that were dissidents. And it's kind of grown to a much wider thing to push back against Beijing's ultimate takeover. Is that a good analysis of this?
Yes. Well, the protest started in April. There was about 130,000 people who came out. And it was startling because the organizers didn't think that there would be even enough people for a demonstration, so they were thinking of not going forward with it. So what happened is that was April, and then in June, the big protest started up again. And there was the first time on June 9th, about 1.3 million people. On the following week, June 16th, there were about 2 million Hong Kong people in the streets. And what we have seen since then is Hong Kong society in revolt. All sorts of people, from kids to oldsters, just taking to the streets to show that they don't want China to encroach on their autonomy.
Well, China doesn't seem to be moved by the numbers of protesters. And there were reports last month saying China had encircled Hong Kong with troops, but they hadn't decided to let the troops go in. Do you know if that's still the case? It's kind of a warning that if you don't do what we do or what we say eventually, we will send in troops?
Well, China has issued publicity photos of the People's Armed Police massing in Shenzhen, which is just north of the border of Hong Kong, inside the mainland. But there are also credible reports that Hong Kong troops or Hong Kong police – I'm sorry, Chinese troops or Chinese police – are actually operating on the streets of Hong Kong in the uniforms of Hong Kong policemen. So there is sort of this sly tactic. And although that this would seem to be very clever on the part of Beijing, it's actually encouraged a lot of people to protest to protect their society. So everything that Beijing has been doing has really been fueling the protests, and that's why they've gone on now for more than five straight months since that June 9th protest.
Well, with that kind of news that the protesters and their movement have grown not only in stability but in strength and numbers, China doesn't want to relinquish what's supposed to be turned over to them in a couple of years, and that's Hong Kong and control of Hong Kong. And I think the people don't want it to happen. Can this be stopped? Can the exchange, the final twist of the exchange of Hong Kong back to Beijing, actually be achieved, or can it be held up by this movement, do you think?
Yeah. Almost anything is possible, Mike. And so, you know, a lot of people say, well, China is so large and Hong Kong is small that the Chinese eventually will get their way. It's not inevitable by any means, because we have a society in revolt in Hong Kong. What you're referring to is the Sino-British Joint Declaration of 1984, which promised Hong Kong 50 years of autonomy under the One Country, Two Systems formula. The reason why there have been so many protests this year and also in previous years is because Beijing has failed to honor that treaty. It's a treaty with Britain. And so almost anything can happen. And the one thing that could happen that people, I think, don't consider is that the protests could continue so long that they just outlast the People's Republic of China, which right now is going through some very, very it's undergoing some severe stress, especially in the economy and the financial system. So who knows what can happen, Mike? But as long as these protests continue, Hong Kong people will be free.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign. We're talking with Gordon Chang. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Ambassador, American ambassador, have been called to Beijing. I'm guessing this is for a tongue lashing. Can anything else happen? Any worrisome news out of that?
Yeah, they can. The Chinese can huff and puff as they have been trying to. Their language that they've been issuing by the foreign ministry and from other units of Beijing is really harsh. But there's really nothing that they can do to the United States. We hold all the high cards. President Trump is showing a lot of political will, as we've seen by his signing of those two pieces of Hong Kong legislation on Wednesday. So, you know, let Beijing do what it wants, but it can't do anything to the United States.
Well, that's good news. We'll be keeping our eyes on it, and we certainly appreciate you being here. And you can take a sitting down break now that you've stood for this entire interview, Gordon Chang. You've earned that rest.
Thanks
after your Thanksgiving feast. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mike. And no, I've got to stand because I did eat too much yesterday.
Oh, of course. Now you're going to make me guilty and stand up, too. Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant. Join the conversation. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625.